Progressive Talk in high definition. KDN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Terror leader in Iraq reported killed.
This would be a great blow to Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
4 years after mission accomplished.
The United States and our allies have prevailed.
The FDA with new moves tied to tainted pet food.
An alert on raw ingredients from China.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 4 years after President Bush's mission accomplished speech on an aircraft carrier, more evidence Iraq is still a deadly place and new hope that Al-Qaeda may have suffered a serious setback. First, the breaking news, the apparent death of the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Abu Ayyub al-Masri. Iraqi officials say he was killed by Sunni tribesmen in a fierce battle. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garver says the U.S. is working to confirm it.
We would obviously want to confirm it the most reliable method we have, which is using DNA testing. And that may take several days to be able to do that.
The insurgents for a second day in a row were able to fire mortar rounds into the high-security green zone in Baghdad. One fell 100 yards from the prime minister's office, and more than a dozen people have died in various attacks in Iraq today. And April capped the deadliest six-month period in the war for U.S. forces.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. More than 3,175 Americans have died in Iraq in the 4 years since the president stood under the mission accomplished banner.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
But 4 years later, the White House describes the situation in Iraq as difficult because of a determined enemy. Today, the president travels to Central Command headquarters in Florida to repeat what an aide describes as the determination to prevail.
Paul Rykoff, who heads an Iraq and Afghanistan vets group, says it's been a long 4 years since that speech.
It wasn't just the banner. It was the rhetoric. It was the tone. And it was also the assumption that things were getting better and that the violence was going down when it was doing exactly the opposite.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says the U.S. still has plenty to do in Iraq.
Certainly the goal left in Iraq is to now create a stable society that is democratic, that is not a threat to its people, nor a threat to its neighbors, nor a haven to terrorists. And at this juncture, it remains problematical whether or not that goal can be attained.
President Bush is set to veto a Democratic bill on war spending that includes a troop withdrawal timetable. And while Britain is drawing down in Iraq, Prince Harry will go there with his unit after all.
I would urge that the somewhat frenzied media activity surrounding this particular story should cease.
British Army Chief of Staff Richard Dunant, who made the final decision. From E. coli to tainted pet food, lots of questions about food safety. And now the government seems determined to take new action. We're live this morning with CBS's Dan Ravine.
The Food and Drug Administration confirms that rice protein concentrate imported from China, then fed to hogs and some poultry, contained melamine, blamed for the deaths of at least 14 pets, perhaps as many as 4,000 pet food contained that chemical. USA Today reports the FDA is now enforcing an import alert, expected to delay entry of raw ingredients from China for many foods and other products, many from an eastern province, where CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson reports.
China insists every container with agricultural products is inspected. But the reality, experts tell CBS News, is that serious spot checks are rare. It's not just what Chinese farmers are putting on their crops. It's also what this country's industry is spewing into the air and dumping into the water that is threatening China's food supply. China wants to be food exporter to the world, an ambition that may falter if it cannot convince the world its products are as safe as they are cheap. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Shandong Province, China.
A year after millions marched for immigration reform in cities all over this country, activists will be back on the streets again. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
Last year, more than 600,000 people took to the streets here. This year, that number is expected to be much lower, but still significant. Los Angeles police say they are expecting around 100,000. Two separate marches and rallies are planned here in Los Angeles. Organizers say the goal is pretty much the same as last year, to promote immigration rights and send a message to politicians. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A big rally for immigration reform in Denver today. Organizers say they're upset about a recent string of immigration raids. They want to put pressure on Congress to change immigration laws. Thousands of people from around the state expected to participate in the march to the state capitol. They'll then head to a park at 11th and Mariposa. for a big rally. A supervisor in the state's tax collection agency is under arrest this morning, accused of approving at least $5 million in phony refunds and other tax payments. Prosecutors say 30-year-old Michelle Cothra made the payments to her boyfriend and a friend of his. How'd she do it? Well, it was a crime only somebody with access could pull off.
It would be very hard to pull off from the outside, but because she was on the inside, because she was put in charge of this computer program and the system, it was very easy for her to do. In fact, too easy.
The DA's office says it moved quickly for fear Cothra would flee the state. The boyfriend, by the way, is still at large. And Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper heading toward an easy re-election to a second term today with only token opposition from a city employee who's barely campaigned. This election is conducted entirely by mail-in ballot. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. A quiet start to the morning. No wrecks, no stalls, nothing really to worry about on highways around the metro area. Still have a light drive through the DTC along I-25 and toward downtown. All good along I-70 with no delays around DIA. And we're just filling in now southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. We do have one wreck off the highway, 31st and Josephine. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today mostly sunny with isolated afternoon.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free. It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
Shop for yourself at Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, May 1st, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hello? Oh, there we go. Are we on? Nice. 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Jay Marvin along with you. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 68. John Turk producing the show. And when we're not in here during the day, people come in here and fool around with stuff. And they're not mature and experienced enough in the business to know that you put things back where you found them. Okay. Now, what, John? It's
nothing
true?
Nothing like talking to yourself, not hearing yourself on the radio,
yeah, it's
right?
It's like, hello, am I there? Hello, are we on? I mean, that's worse than that old cliche about cell phones. Can you hear me? Now, nobody wants to do that because you know people make jokes about that, but we all end up doing it, don't we? Can you hear me? So, yeah, it is weird. It's weird to start out, and all of a sudden, it's like there's nothing there. Good. Okay. I once had this sidekick in Chicago, and I convinced him that we were just talking among ourselves and that the radio station was off the air, when in reality it wasn't, and that we needed to feed audio down the line so the transmitter engineers would have something coming in. And I started asking him all these embarrassing questions. Yeah, it was back in the days when I was a bad, bad boy. And he answered them. And then finally, at the end of like the end of the hour, I said, oh, I just found out something. I think you're going to be a little upset. What's that? We're not off the air. And we never have been. Asking him about his
sex life.
I know. That's back in the days when I used to do that kind of stuff. You know, you can't do that anymore.
And so, like, you make the guy turn on his mic and fake him like the engineers need audio. So
yeah.
That's how you got him to turn on his mic?
Right.
Real crafty.
I go, hey, man, we're off the air. Really? Yeah. But here's the thing. We got to keep talking between ourselves. Because engineers need audio, and then they'll tell us when they get the station back on the air. So I said, well, how's everything at home, man? how's your sex life? Oh, okay. Yeah, stop. All right? Because I can hear people now. This isn't relevant to what's going on. No, you're right, it's not. But those were the days when you could get away with stuff. Now you can't get away with anything. And I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, about the idea that the public will not tolerate much of anything anymore in regards to that kind of stuff and other things that we used to get away with that you could pull off, and now you can't pull that stuff off anymore. And I don't necessarily think it's because that there's the Internet and people can go fact-check you. I've said this a million times on the air. No matter how certain you are of your facts, everybody's going to get them wrong. Everybody's going to blow things. I mean, I do it. Or I don't make myself clear. I know I do that, too, sometimes. And people have sent me emails and they say, well, wait a minute, that's not right. This is what you should have said. And they're right and I'm wrong. And I should have said it that way. So I don't think the Internet has anything to do with that. But it's people's moods, I guess, and people's temperaments. And now when you look around today in this country, life's stressful here. I'm not complaining and saying that it wouldn't be stressful some other place. I'm just saying that it's stressful. Because most of us are sweating stuff. We're sweating mortgage payments. We're sweating raising kids. The rules all seem to be upside down. Now, is that my imagination, or does everybody feel that way? That what used to be right is now wrong, and what used to be wrong is now right, and the things that you were taught when you were a kid, or the things you absorbed in church, in synagogue, in mosque, wherever, suddenly that stuff's not accepted anymore. That stuff's wrong. Or maybe it's my skewed view of things, and maybe that's not really the truth. I got into a road rage incident yesterday. And I very rarely ever have that happen. Now, most of us, wouldn't you agree that most of us in traffic, and when we're behind the wheel, maybe I'm wrong about this too, but I would assume that most of us comment about the other drivers. Particularly if they do something you think stupid. Do you, John?
Yes.
Okay.
I've admitted on the air I've thrown people the bird.
No, I'm not talking about doing that. I'm talking about you're just sitting behind the wheel and somebody doesn't move or they change lanes or you're forced to change lanes or something happens and then one of the people or one of the drivers gets mad or whatever the case may be. And you say to yourself, oh, you're driving on the road, you go like, oh, look at this idiot.
All the time.
Okay.
The greatest is when my kids are in the car with me. Why'd you call that guy an idiot?
Okay, well, that's not smart. When you have your kids in the
car. Well, at least I'm watched because I could be a lot worse.
Okay, so you would say, would we say collectively that most of us engage in that kind of behavior?
I would think so, yeah.
All right. Yesterday, I'm at Park Meadows Mall. I'm going to Park Meadows Mall with Mary. We're getting the new wedding ring that she bought for me sized. Because I mentioned this yesterday on the air, that my old one, because I've lost so much weight, I was fooling around with it and it popped off. And now it's too loose. And if you've been to Park Meadows Mall, you know, going into the mall, you don't realize, unless you're paying absolute complete attention, or you've been there before, you don't realize that there are two stop signs, but that the incoming traffic does not have a stop sign. So being careful, because I trust no one, I pulled up to the intersection, stopped for a second, looked both ways, realized, and then Mary said, well, you got a stop sign, and realized that I had a stop sign. So I slowly pulled out and made a left. This guy in a pickup truck comes right up on my bumper. And I throw my hands up in the air like, well, hey, you know, I'm sorry, big sin. What do you want me to do? I'm just being careful. I don't totally trust other drivers. Ooh, what a novel idea. You don't trust other people on the road. How long have you had that attitude? Oh, most of my life. Okay. The guy pulls up next to me in the parking lot, rolls down his window, so I roll mine down. And he says, you got a problem? And I said, yeah. I was just trying to be careful. Well, you didn't have a stop sign. then he like starts driving off. Well, I noticed that he has Wisconsin license plates. Okay, I shouldn't have done this, but I did it. I yelled, "Hey, why don't you go home, cheesehead?"
That's the best you could come up with. Come on. That's like a third grade, you know. Third grade can come up with that one.
I know it is, but, you know, people in Wisconsin hate that. Because, like, when I lived in Illinois, what they would call us is they would call people in Illinois, they call people in Illinois flatlanders, and the people in Illinois call the people in Wisconsin cheeseheads. You've seen them at the Green Bay Packers games.
Well, yeah, I know what a cheesehead is.
They wear those big cheeseheads. Jeez. Well, he was a cheesehead.
Get out of here, you cheesehead.
Cheesehead. You're right. Maybe I should have said, hey, do you want to go bowling? Right? Let's drink some light and Kugel.
I know you're just trying to be careful. And he got up on your ass and wasn't too happy. But, I mean, I can see, you know, you came to a stop when you didn't need to stop.
Yeah,
and this guy's
going
to keep going.
I was just being careful. But
he may be a guy that knows the intersection, knows you just go.
No, I pulled out way before he ever started.
So every green light in an intersection, you're going to stop down and slow down and make sure nobody's running the red light?
No, because I can clearly see that there are lights there. The guy pulled out after I pulled out is the point. He was being a Richard.
A Cheney?
Yeah. And so, okay, so it was wrong. It was immature. I shouldn't have said cheesehead, but that's exactly what he was anyway. He was a cheesehead. No, people from Wisconsin are nice people. I don't mean to say that they're not. Okay, but everybody seems so... Everyone seems so uptight, and I don't blame people for being uptight. I don't blame you for being uptight if you're uptight, because you look at what we have to discuss today on this show, and I'm thinking to myself before the show starts, maybe we could just play Rolling Stones all morning or something, or some Canned Heat or something. Or some John Hyatt. Or some John Mayer. Or some Coldplay. Or something. All right, it's 6:22. 22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, I know what's her name out there is thinking. What's her name? We haven't heard from her in her forever. From her. Oh, yeah, Pat Broomfield.
This isn't cutting it. This isn't cutting it.
We're sorry, Pat. Oh, she's probably left the country by now.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
XUPS, DHL, or U.S. Airmail Services. PostNet can also professionally wrap and pack your shipments for a safe arrival. PostNet helps get it there on time. Mention this ad for a 10% discount.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn Mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work, hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride, easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
Good morning. It's 6:24, 24 minutes after 6. Homeowners, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. Adjustable rate mortgages are going higher and higher, and less people are now able to get help because companies
are cutting their programs, but not the mortgage store. Cut your payments by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars every month. Right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives. The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and best service. The loan consultants at the mortgage store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through the home loan process. It's important that you work with somebody, that somebody is there to help you get through the process. And the mortgage store does exactly that. So call the mortgage store. Stop taking risks with your family's biggest investment. Get rid of your adjustable rate mortgage and your high-cost credit cards. Get one low payment with a fixed rate in the fives. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
If you think running your own business is too difficult, think again. Cindy V used to clean houses for a living in only 8 months of working at home with HomeBiz1.com. She now makes over $20,000 a month.
I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Tori came from the corporate world, working over 10 hours a day. Now she works from home and makes over $15,000 a month with just a few hours at her computer. Linda always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Because of HomeBiz1.com, she makes more than $10,000 a month.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to homebiz1.com.
Order your free exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to homebiz1.com right now.
That's homebiz, the number one.com.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Going up the country. All right. Later, we'll be checking the AM760 ride board. Remember those days when radio stations used to hook up people, strangers, who were going in the same place? How come we didn't have, like, serial killers back in those days? No, really. Did you ever notice that we did? Well, I guess we did, but it wasn't like it is now. I mean, now, would you accept? Okay, here's a question. Here's a question. This has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with anything except my curiosity, and I got no idea how many people would answer this question, and I'm thinking about this a lot, and I'll tell you why I was thinking about it a lot, because 2 days ago, I'm going down 36 out of Boulder. Southbound on 36 out of Boulder. I see a young girl. She's walking along the side of the road. I can also see that her car has broke down. For 10 seconds, 20 seconds, I thought, I should pull over and give her a ride. But then, paranoia set in. What happens if she pulls a knife or a gun on me? Hello, Turksel, what are you laughing about? What do you think, that's Jewish paranoia? What are you laughing about?
That's pretty paranoid. I mean, a guy, yeah. I don't think a girl, you know, broke. You see the broken down car.
Whoa.
I know a lot of people use them as decoys.
Whoa. You don't think women are capable of committing violence against men? What plan? Come on. That's not true.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, so, but I didn't pick her up. Likewise, you used to be able to in this country, you used to be able to hitchhike. I did that. I hitchhiked from Barstow, California, which is the beginning of Route 66, all the way up to Bangor, Maine, around the East Coast, and then back again to Barstow. Here's the question at 303-713-7600. It's just simply a lifestyle question. And actually, it's a comment about today, too. Would you pick up a hitchhiker today? Would you pick up somebody on the side of the road that is hitchhiking? Would you have picked up that girl? Is it within your nature to routinely stop
and pick up people like that? Or are you like me? And I admit it on the air, you're way too freaking paranoid to pick up anybody for any reason that you don't know. And back in the
60s,
you had FM underground stations that had like the twice daily ride board. Here's Bill from Golden. He's looking for a ride to Poughkeepsie, New York.
They still have those.
Oh, God. Okay, so would you
call? They're mostly on college community radio stations.
All right, would you call and get a ride with somebody like that? To take you out in the desert and smoke you and take your money? Or am I too paranoid?
You know, I actually hooked somebody up via the ride board when I was back in college. So, this is back in like 95 or 96.
Yeah, we're talking 2007, pal.
Well, that's only 10 years ago. You're talking, in like the 60s.
10 years ago is a lifetime.
But no, some guy posted on you needed a ride to Denver for the winter vacation, and I was coming up here to spend the time with my family. And so I gave the guy a call, and no problem. But I didn't know this guy from Adam.
Oh, boy. See, I would never do that. And I would never do it because of my paranoia, and also because I really don't want to have to ride with somebody I don't know. And on top of that, I don't want to have to talk to him. Okay, so you can have a ride with me anywhere you want to go. As long
as that'd be a fun ride.
As long as you sit in the back and shut up and don't talk. What a nice guy.
Remind me to never go on a long distance trip with Jay Marvin.
Okay, so is it my paranoia or not? 303-713-7600. Do you pick strangers up off the highway? Yes or no? Yes or no? Would you accept a ride with a stranger you didn't even know? And I'm not talking like around the block. I'm talking about a significant distance. I want to get an answer about this. And I can see that the phones are ringing totally off the hook with volunteers. Yeah, hi, Jay. Oh, I'm sorry. There's nobody there. Okay, nobody wants to answer this, which shows you that we don't have a lack of listeners. It's just that the talk show host has a really screwed up sense of what's going on the planet that I feel this way. Because I can't find anybody. I guess nobody wants to call up and go, yeah, Jay, I understand exactly where you're coming from. I wouldn't stop and pick anybody up on the side of the road. And plus, on top of that, I wouldn't take a stranger any place, and I wouldn't hook up with a stranger for a ride. So is that uncosmic of me or something? All we are saying is give peace a chance, right? For all you need is love, but I'm not worthy of that. All right, let's see what Gina says. 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour. All right, what about you, Gina? Would you pick a hitchhiker up?
Never.
Why not?
Well, I don't think that's very wise in the world we live in today, especially for a woman.
Okay, so it's not my paranoia.
No.
That I wouldn't do it.
I think there are people that still do it, but I think you're taking a chance.
This is really gruesome, but how about some of these people who hitchhike? Some of them obviously are kids. Would you be scared, man, that somebody pull over the side of the road and go, dinner?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, well, the last time I saw Jay, he was standing there at University at I-25. Now he's gone. We can't find him.
Sure.
Meanwhile, Jay's ex-corpulent body is laying out, south of Castle Rock off into the hills someplace. Where some guy like took me out there and took my $5 and then smoked me.
It's so sad that we have to think that way.
It is sad that we have to think that way. But don't we?
Yes.
I do. And you know what else I'd be interested in? I'd be interested in this, too. I'd be interested in what people teach their kids. Do you teach your kids, like, okay, do not, under any circumstances, talk to strangers. Do not, under any circumstances, accept anything from strangers. Because if you grow up in a big city, you kind of learn that. You kind of get that and you kind of understand it if you grew up in a big city. But people I've met from rural towns and when I worked in rural towns, a lot of them don't get that.
Well, you know, that's a good point, Jay, because I grew up part of my life in Houston, and my dad was like, and that was during the early 80s where we had a serial killer that was in Houston, and he was so freaked out about that, and it just got hammered into me. Always look behind you. Always lock your doors. Always, you know, be careful. Always, you know, so I guess maybe I have that mindset.
Yeah. See, I've got it too, and I think that's from growing up in L.A. All right, 6:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Whether you're going to pick up a hitchhiker or not, you need to know the traffic, and Gina's got it.
Well, it's actually a really good time to head out. We've had a beautiful drive so far, collision-free, no major delays just yet on I-70 through Wheat Ridge, Aurora. I-25 starting to stack up through Thornton and Northland, of course. Traffic still at pretty good speeds into downtown. Westbound I-76 is lining up, though, approaching I-25. Weather today, mostly sunny, isolated afternoon thunder showers possible through evening with a high of 67. Currently partly cloudy, 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Want your lawn to be the envy of the neighborhood? Pick up a bag of Colorado-made, organic-based, pro-rich turf food from the folks at Rich Lawn. Rich Lawn contains nutrients to make your lawn green, healthy, and strong. Pro-Rich by Rich Lawn. It's the best thing you can do for your lawn.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical, a new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart the Musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Penny's Gold Auto Care wants to remind everyone that when you take to the road this spring, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This message is from Anthony's Gold Auto Care at 18355 East Girard in Aurora, where they serve all makes and models with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For the very best in auto repair, rely on Anthony's Gold Auto Care in Aurora.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-558-1096. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver. Or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-558-1096. That's 1-800-558-1096. 1-800-558-1096.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:39. 39 minutes after the hour. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 68. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Rudy Giuliani's campaign. Yeah, in New Hampshire. They posted a bunch of people who endorsed America's so-called mayor. And the list turned out to be bogus. Thank you, Rudy! Okay, the people who were listed on the list said, well, wait a minute, we're not endorsing him. Where'd they get our names? I'm talking about hitchhiking, and whether you pick hitchhikers up or whether I'm paranoid and how you react to people on the road. And let's go to Jason in Lafayette. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I thought it was pretty interesting that you were talking about this morning because I picked up some hitchhikers on Friday.
Hmm.
I thought it was just one guy. I wasn't really in a hurry, so, hey, thought I'd give him a ride. Two guys. I actually got him in my car. I got a bunch of stuff in the back. Didn't really take into account what I had back there. Didn't really expect it to be two guys either. But they get out, no problems. They even offered me some cash for the trip. And come to find later on, this big old stack of CDs I had, my CD case, missing.
Oh, you picked them up and they jacked your CDs?
Yeah, like 100 of them, too.
Oh, that is that's so low.
Mm-hmm.
So you give them a ride and they get out with your CDs?
Yeah, I didn't even notice it either. I really nice guys didn't really even take it into account. So
yeah, what possessed you to pull over and give them a lift?
You know, I've always just been pretty trusting of my fellow man. I'm not, you know, I was never really thinking about that they would like jack me or anything. You know, that they'd pull a gun or a knife or anything like that. Just thought, you know, hey, some guys need a ride.
See, I'm constantly paranoid about that. Like, I would never give anybody. Well, all right, I drive around with my doors locked. Do you drive around with your doors locked?
No.
See, I have these visions. I have these visions of somebody jumping into my car at an intersection.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I've seen it happen before.
Well, I mean, are you talking like in the city and stuff like that?
Yeah, in the city. Well, even in the suburbs. I don't know. I'm just not very trusting in that respect. What does that say about me? I guess it says, you know, there's a good reason I'm in therapy, right?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a lot of people are not trusting. That might be what's creating this whole thing, you know. Just not trusting the other people.
Well, all right, so we should all be more trusting, but here's the key question. Who's going to be the first person to advance that trust without getting their head cut off? Who's going to stick their neck out? Like, look at you. You. I'm not criticizing. I'm just using you as an example that you picked up these two guys. They look pretty friendly. Then you find out that these rats stole like 100 of your CDs?
Well, yeah, but, you know, if we're talking about, like, knives and guns and stuff like that, I've never felt threatened. You know, I'm just wondering, too, like, about hitchhiking back in the day. You know, did this sort of thing happen that back then? We just didn't hear about it? Like, what was so, why did they trust each other so much?
I think back in those days, it did happen occasionally, but it didn't, but not like now, I don't think. And if it did, we didn't hear about it.
Well, did you have any weird, I mean, you hitchhiked, that's a long way to hitchhike.
Did I have any weird, oh yeah, man, I got picked up by all kinds of weird people. Are you kidding?
Did you ever feel, you know, not safe or?
I had a guy pick me up outside of Chicago, in and around Gary, Indiana, who had like, who picked me up in this Cadillac and had, like, all this pornography in the back. And the guy was creepy, too. And I thought, well, I guess I'll have to do what I have to do. You know, but nothing came of it. I mean, he finally let me off. I mean, yeah, I had some experiences that were not too pleasant, but I don't think there was a paranoia then that there is now. I don't think that there was the fear then that there is now. And we've gotten into that on this program before. Do we live in a fearful country? I think we do.
Well, I think that's definitely right.
So there's the difference, I think, maybe. We were young and naive then. All right, let me ask you this. Okay, before I let you go, would you pick a hitchhiker up again after what's happened to you?
Yeah, probably. You know, and I really don't think it was necessarily. You know, I think if I would have really thought it through and been like, okay, do I have anything in here? Like, if I would have really thought through what could have happened, you know, if my CDs weren't back there, or if I knew they were back there, probably wouldn't have picked them up. Or if they weren't back there, it would have been just an okay trip, you know, would have dropped the guys off and no problem. So, I mean, you know, I guess I don't really blame them because, I mean, if we're comparing it to murder or anything like that, that's kind of a small crime, just taking my CD.
No, I'm not comparing that to murder, but what I think a lot of people would say is hey, you do these guys a favor and, like, this is what they do to you?
Yeah. I guess not a cool thing, of course, but I don't know. I guess if you're smart about it, I guess I wouldn't feel unsafe doing it again. But you know, I'd make sure all my stuff is not within stealing range, I guess.
Yeah, like it'd be in your trunk.
Right.
All right.
If it was, I wouldn't pick him up. So.
All right. Fair enough, Jason. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks for getting involved.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. See you later. Let's go to Lee in Denver, who thinks I'm paranoid. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I've picked up hitchhikers before. And
Recently?
Yeah, within the last year, yeah. Driving back from Estes Park, you know, seeing some buddy on the side of the road. They've got a backpack, and it's the summer, and, you know, they're hitchhiking around the country, yeah. And I think you're right when you say it's more that we're fearful, because if you read the FBI statistics on crime, this type of crime is actually down percentage-wise to the population. I think it's just that we hear about this stuff more, and it's feeding this whole fear and paranoia that we have in this country about, you know, being the victims of crime. But most crime is way down, especially violent crime. Now, you know.
No, actually, I think that's incorrect. I think crime is up.
Theft and stuff, break-ins and stuff like that, that type of stuff, but not the violent crime.
Well, look what Jason was talking about. I mean,
yeah.
How angry would you be? He seemed to be, you know, pretty resigned to it and okay with it. I'd be totally and completely freaked if somebody like took $100 worth of my CDs.
Yeah, I would agree. I think everybody would be frustrated that you do a favor for somebody and they you know, do something like that to you. But that happens in life, period. You know,
No, that doesn't happen in life, period. I don't have people routinely rip off my CDs. And if they try to get into my house to rip off my CDs, I got two things going. One, I got a burglar alarm, and two, I got Coco and Jackson, and you don't want to mess with them.
No.
I'm serious.
I've seen Coco and Jackson.
Okay,
man,
what's
terrifying?
All right, what's Coco and Jackson put the moldy ojo on you, man? You better run. That's all I got to say. And I also have an attack parrot, Bill.
Who will probably rat you out to the police, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
I think people are more paranoid today. I do. And I think part of it is a uncertainty about the world around them. I think we tend to close ranks and become a little more cautious when we're uncertain about the world around us. And I do think that the media brings, I'm blaming the media, but I think the fact that we learn about this information when it happens so much quicker. You didn't used to hear about, you know, the mass murder in Houston when you lived up in Denver. Now you do. You know, I think that feeds into it. But
You're right about that. Crime comes into your directly into your living room and on your computer. And that didn't happen even like 15, 20 years ago. All right, I got to go get some traffic. Lee, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, you don't want to mess with Coco and Jackson. I'm telling you, they can kick some major A, if you get my point. 6:49, 49 minutes after 6. You go get him, Jackie Bird. 6:49, 49 minutes after 6, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah.
I love that song. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Shale. Pretty much the average commute right now if you're just making your way out. Eastbound 270 getting some slow-moving traffic between I-76 and Vasquez. Same for southbound 25 as usual from 104th to 84th. Still not experiencing any wreck activity, though, on the freeways, so we're in good shape as far as that goes. Southbound I-25 just a little heavy now, 38 to Spear if you are headed toward downtown. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, and it'll turn cloudy by this afternoon with some isolated thunder showers. High of 67. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain showers and a low of 46, and currently partly cloudy in 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new ice lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licenses.
Live on AM760.net.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it.
Mm.
But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-8199 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-600-8199. 1-800-600-8199.
And so I said to her, oh, I'm sorry. It's 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What's that movie with Brad Pitt? And is it Juliette Lewis? Where Brad Pitt's like this really high A-dale. He's like this really, anyway, and this these two preps do this ride thing with him off a ride board. $25 for a TV and a crapper? I don't think so. One of those things. Does anybody remember that movie? I'd love to know what the title of that is because I can't think of the title of it. Hey, listen, if you are tired of hitchhiking and you need a ride, the place to go is Rocky's Autos because they got a huge, see how I tile that in? They got a huge selection of clean late model vehicles, even 07s. They've got virtually everything you can think of and over 600 vehicles on the lot. We're talking Volkswagens and Saabs and Pontiacs and Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and Dodges and Fords and Chevys and Subarus and all kinds of stuff. And man, oh man, oh man, you can save money out there now. They're matching down incentives going on. It's very, very simple. You put down $1,500, they put down $1,500, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And excellent people to work with you, too, to make sure that you're happy. People like Tom and Marv Alshear, my brothers, the Alshears, and also not only to, Tom and Marv, but Gerard Menard and Fred Labrato, Spanky Herrera, Adolf and Juan, and Johnny Mays, and the list just goes on and on and on, and Ziggy out there will take care of you. I mean, they'll all take care of you out there at Rocky's Autos. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now, you can check them out on the Internet. You can do that at rockysautos.com or get out there in person. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and I just can't think of a better place to get a vehicle. That's why Mary and I have gone back to Rocky's time and time again, and that's one of the reasons why we send all of our friends to Rocky's. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
A place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on am760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on am760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 68. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Larry Johnson. He is an ex-CIA agent, and we're going to talk to him about his take on George Tenet's book. Then also, we're going to get into the subject immigration, illegal and legal, and try once again to have some kind of a rational conversation about this. So that's all coming up in the next couple of hours here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Right now, talking about this, whether I stand alone or I don't, about my attitude about picking hitchhikers up and picking people up off the road, and the fearfulness and that we, the kind of fear-dominated society that we live in. Here's Vince from Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hi, Vince.
That movie's called California.
Yeah, you're right.
With a K.
Yeah.
It's like early only beats me when I deserve it.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. It's early. Early was the guy's, yeah, hey, early, I'm going to bring my flower, right? Yeah. And she's not like the brightest tool in the box either, right?
David Duchovny also was in that, and Michelle Forbes, anyway. I would not pick up anyone, and for two reasons, two words anyway, Eileen Wuornos. You know, the woman down in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Every time she got picked up hitchhiking, you know, she'd kill the guy and cut him up good.
Didn't Charlize...
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, Charlize Theron. Didn't she made a movie about that.
Yes, absolutely.
Called Monster.
And, you know, and Eileen Wuornos wasn't, you know, she didn't look good as Charlize Theron, but she wasn't horrible looking, so you wouldn't be frightened to pick her up.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. What do you mean she wasn't horrible looking?
I mean,
okay, what is your exposure to females limited? In other words, they all get better looking at closing time, as Mickey Giller used to say. You know what I mean, man?
Absolutely. Well, no, what I'm saying is she didn't look like, you know, it was one of those things. You know, when we were kids, we used to pick people up. We used to be a lot more trusting of things. You know, when you see a guy on the side of the road with a double bag and a chainsaw, you figure, well, he's just a lumberjack going to work.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And, you know, nowadays we don't do that. And, you know, but, however, the other thing is that we've talked about is they really are trying to generate this fear because, you know, it sells and it keeps people in line and stuff like that. And years ago, there wouldn't have been a movie about one woman in Florida that killed five guys. There wouldn't have been a movie about that. But now there is. So it's the kind of thing that's always in our face that we always know about. And, you know, it does make us fearful. But, I will pick people up if I can tell they're in some sort of distress, you know, if the car's broken down and, you know, they're in a hurry or something like that, I guess. And once again, I guess that's a judgment call because somebody could stage that, too, I suppose.
Oh, but I've seen that done. I've seen it staged. I've seen it staged in Chicago tons of times. All right, before I run out of time here, let me ask you real quick, in your estimation, on a scale of 1 to 10, how fearful of, as a society do you think we are?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think that we're quite fearful. I think that's why we voted for Bush and
right.
Giuliani
right.
and all that other stuff.
So what would you say we are, 9?
You know what? I bet we're getting close. I would say probably 8.5.
All right, brother. Thanks, Vince.
You betcha.
Okay. Coming up next, Larry Johnson, ex-CIA agent on George Tenet. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America.
With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's still not pinned down, but reports say the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq was killed a few hours ago, Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garver.
This would be a great blow to Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and we certainly hope that it's true.
CBS's Mark Strassman has more on the story from Baghdad.
The report is that Abu al-Masri was killed in fighting with other insurgents, not by the U.S. military or in fighting perhaps with the Iraqi military, but just as a battle between insurgents. Still unconfirmed, but it is, if true, part of the ongoing struggle for power here by various Sunni insurgent groups.
On this day, 4 years ago, President Bush stood under a banner that read "Mission Accomplished" and declared an end to major combat operations in Iraq. Today, the war goes on.
The assumptions undergirding that achievement and that moment were totally false, and that is that we could very quickly transfer authority to some small group of Iraqis, strip away a thin veneer of Ba'athist leaders, and then depart. And what we did was unleash forces that we're now dealing with even 4 years later.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland. In Havana, it's a day to celebrate. Hundreds of thousands of workers are marching through Cuba's Revolutionary Plaza to celebrate May Day. But the ailing dictator Fidel Castro is nowhere to be found. Castro has not been seen in public since he was hospitalized for emergency intestinal surgery last summer. Here at home, May Day immigration reform rallies will be taking place from coast to coast. Tomer Malki is organizing one event in Spring Valley, New York.
It's calling for an easier and clear way for immigrants to become citizens and naturalize.
Organizers doubt today's marches and rallies will be as big as last year's, which drew hundreds of thousands. Well, you might be surprised to learn how one major university rated student loan companies. Live to CBS's Larry Miller. Larry, what sort of yardstick are we talking about?
Well, Frank, to move up the list of 20 approved student loan providers at the University of Texas in Austin, it's alleged you had to keep university staff well-fed. Internal documents show lenders were scored on their culinary quality from very good to poor. Newspapers report one document listed a lender-sponsored visit to the Hula Hut happy hour. The university says it's investigating.
Prolific serial killer could be looking at the death penalty. Los Angeles jury convicted Chester Turner of murdering 10 women and one woman's unborn baby in the 1980s and 90s. The conviction was a comfort to Jerry Johnson Triplett, even though it won't bring her daughter back.
The puzzlement and the not knowing is over. He'll never be able to do this to anyone else.
Miss America Lauren Nelson, who posed as a teenager to catch online predators, he is refusing to return to Long Island to testify. Officials say that could jeopardize the case. One prosecutor calls Nelson's role in the case a publicity stunt. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Yo, so will it be?
A dozen pork chops, a couple of those strip steaks, 2 pounds of kielbasa, and a half ton of peace of mind.
That's it?
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
And I like some pride of ownership, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details, or visit FordCPO.com.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A big march and rally for immigration reform takes place in Denver today. The event comes a year after rallies and protests drew more than 100,000 people to the streets of Denver and a million people nationwide. Smaller crowds are expected at marches, meetings, and voter registration drives planned across the country. In Denver, organizers say people from across the state will march to the Capitol, then head to a park at 11th and Mariposa for a rally. A labor union at odds with the FAA, which has banned radios and air traffic control towers under a new contract. AM/FM radios were taken out of tower work areas to prevent them from distracting controllers. But the Air Traffic Controllers Association says that removed a key asset for controllers to monitor funnel clouds and warn pilots. And researchers in Boulder say the Arctic sea ice is melting three times faster than earlier projected. In a new report, scientists at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, NCAR, and CU Boulder conclude that Arctic sea ice has declined at an average rate of 8% a decade in the last 50 years. Computer models used by a UN-sponsored panel on climate change estimated a 2.5% decline. The Boulder-based researchers say their observations indicate computer models may have failed to portray the entire impact of rising levels of greenhouse gases. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we definitely have some new problems now plaguing the commute. New crash activity southbound 25 at 120th. That's going to make your drive out of North Glen a little bit slower. Car fire eastbound I-70 at Havana off on the right shoulders, creating some plumes of black smoke in the area. Mishap being cleared northbound Quebec at I-70. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny. Then turning cloudy by this afternoon with some afternoon thundershowers. High of 67. Currently partly cloudy. And 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Buy your next car your way at My Phil Long. My peace of mind means every new and pre-owned purchase includes no charge oil changes for 2 years or 24,000 miles, plus a 3-day 150-mile money-back guarantee. Learn more at MyPhilLong.com.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac zero-turn mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed? Hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system? Easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work? Hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride? Easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Chance of thunderstorms, high today 68. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Larry Johnson is our guest. We've had him on before. He's a former intelligence officer of the CIA, where he served for 4 years until 1989, when he became deputy director for transportation security, anti-terrorism assistance training, and special operations in the State Department Office of Counterterrorism. Until October 1993, he is also the CEO of Berg Associates, LLC, and is an expert in the fields of terrorism, aviation security, and crisis and risk management. He has worked as a private consultant on issues of international terrorism and has appeared as a consultant and commentator in many major newspapers and news programs, and we're lucky to have him this morning. And Larry, thanks, man. Thanks for agreeing to come on. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the generous intro.
Oh, my pleasure. Let me ask you something off the subject of George Tenet. Just love to get your thoughts about this. We're coming up on 4 years of mission accomplished. And, of course, now you know the administration this morning in the Pentagon is talking about how they got this big-name terrorist, Massari or whatever, in Iraq.
Abu Masav al-Masri, I think it is.
Masri, yeah. Does that really mean anything? I mean, just your impressions now. Four years after the Top Gun ship landing incident.
Yeah, it's largely irrelevant. You go back and chart, we turned the corner when the sons of Saddam were killed, and we turned the corner when Saddam was captured. We keep turning these corners where, key people, we try to make this personality-driven. And, you know, the fact of the matter is I was in Iraq almost a year ago now when we were hunting Zarqawi. And what I told the folks who were involved with doing that hunt, that it was true they were degrading what was called the Zarqawi network. But despite degrading the Zarqawi network, the level of violence in Iraq had tripled during that time frame. And so we've seen that's what's happened in this last year. This last year, even though we killed Zarqawi, the level of violence continued to creep up. The Al-Qaeda element, the foreign fighters in Iraq, they're not the problem. They're there. They account for some of the violence, but not most of the violence. And our failure to get our hands around that is why we were continuing to have, you know, this last month, over 100 American kids died.
Let's talk about George Tenet. And you and some other former members of the CIA have this idea that Tenet has a moral obligation to return the Medal of Freedom he received from George W. Bush. You're also calling on him to give more than half the royalties he gets from the book At the Center of the Storm to U.S. soldiers wounded in Iraq and families of the dead. Talk a little bit about that, Larry.
Well, George Tenet's got blood on his hands, pure and simple. In the summer of 2002, when the head of British intelligence came to the United States and met with George Tenet, he then returned to England, wrote a memo, gave it to Tony Blair, now known as the Downing Street Memo. In that, he said the Americans are fixing the facts and the intelligence around the policy. In other words, the Americans are cooking the books to go to war. And the two ingredients in that were to, one, hype weapons of mass destruction, and two, to hype terrorism and the link to 9/11. If anyone watched George Tenet on 60 Minutes the other night, they saw him say that there's absolutely no relationship whatsoever between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein. Yet, if you go back and look at what he testified to in February of 2003, he said the exact opposite. But our point is that if he simply would have said back then what he's saying now that he said he knew back then, we wouldn't be in war, in a war in Iraq, and there wouldn't be American kids dying. So because he chose to remain silent, he chose to play his part in helping cook the books, he chose to help shape American public opinion to support a war effort at that time. He has a financial responsibility now to atone for some of his sins.
He said in that 60 Minutes interview that the way things work is you take it to the principals. You don't take it directly to the president. You buy that argument?
That's crap. I mean, pure, unadulterated crap. If he took it upon himself to become, Bush's BFF, the best friend forever. He would go in every morning to do the briefing. You know, normally in the past, it was senior CIA officers who actually had substance who would go in and do the briefing. But this was George Tenet's chance to go in and suck up and get to sit at the cool kid's table in the lunchroom. And okay, so he wants to play that game, but, while I don't have a lot of respect for President Bush, nonetheless, I do not look at him as some bobblehead doll that is completely out of this process. If he had been informed that, in fact, warning lights were blinking and that they needed to do something, he very well could have called Condoleezza Rice and Don Rumsfeld and said, okay, folks, we're going to get serious about this. So, George Tenet wants to pretend that, oh, no, we had to go through this very formal kabuki dance. That's just nonsense.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Larry Johnson on the line with us, former CIA agent. Let me ask you this. Do you think that George W. Bush, do you think President Bush, do you think Dick Cheney, do you think Condoleezza Rice allowed 9/11 to happen out of negligence?
They just weren't paying attention. If you go back and look at the memo that Richard Clark delivered to Condoleezza Rice shortly after they came into office in January of 2001, it's very detailed. And it says, okay, this is what we need to focus on. But instead, at the time, they were going to shift the emphasis to missile defense. And so they demoted Richard Clark. They didn't have a meeting of the National Security Council and the interagency, what they call the Deputies Committee, to consider what should our counterterrorism policy be until September 10th. It just wasn't a priority. And, you know, they pushed it onto the back burner. And so it was, I don't buy into the notion that they were part of a conspiracy.
No, I don't either.
And I don't think that that's what you're arguing either.
What I'm speculating on is the fact that if you look at their track record, look at things like Katrina,
they're consistent.
They're consistent. That's right.
But, consistently incompetent.
Yeah, but numerous other things. I mean, why would anybody be shocked that George W. Bush was more interested in being in Crawford cutting brush than he was, with the fact that there was an imminent threat against the country? And then the idea that Condoleezza Rice went before the 9/11 Commission and kept insisting, well, this is a historical document, Senator, or Commissioner, or whatever the case is. And I don't buy that. Do you buy that?
No, I agree. And she was aided and abetted at that 9/11 Commission by Phil Zelikow. He is the staff director of that. Remember, she brought him over to State Department when she moved from the National Security Council to State Department. So, you know, the fix was in on all this. This is, you know, this really is insider trading or inbreeding, however you want to look at it, where, you know, the folks, I rub your back, you rub my back, we'll take care of each other in this process, and there's no genuine accountability. But I'm just returning to George Tenet for a moment. I'm completely appalled that this man has got a $4 million payday coming his way, and he's crying about the attack on his reputation when it's not an attack. It's just a simple statement of the facts. He can't get his story straight. And as a consequence of that, it's not that just his feelings were hurt. We've got 3,500 American kids almost dead in Iraq because of this. We've got 24,000 plus wounded, maimed for life, some with brain injuries, some, you know, many missing limbs. You know, excuse me, you know, he can get over his hurt feelings. We've got the blood of American soldiers staining his hands, in my judgment.
How about the idea that all of this, the 9/11, the failure in Iraq, all of this has at times been dumped on the CIA by this administration?
Well, they chose to make the CIA the scapegoat, and there are things that the CIA did that they deserve some criticism. I mean, you know, clearly, you had an analyst out of in what's called WinPAC that did a lot of the analysis on weapons of mass destruction, who was a big cheerleader for the fact that they had a nuclear program underway, even though he was a big proponent that the aluminum tube signaled that Iraq was rebuilding its nuclear capability. But even though Valerie Wilson, a.k.a. Plame, had gone out and was part of an effort in the summer of 2001 where they obtained those tubes and realized that they were for artillery. So, you know, there's been this notion that the CIA didn't have good acumen, yet we now know of two different sources that one was a defector and one was a recruit who was actually the Iraqi foreign minister at the time, who is providing intelligence that Iraq did not have any WMD, which it turned out that was true. Yet George Tenet chose to ignore and misuse that information. And I just posted a piece up on my blog last night written by Ty Drumheller, who was the chief of the European division. And he was the one that told Tenet on a repeated basis that Curveball was a liar.
Yeah, no, it was also had alcohol problems, right?
Yeah. And yet Tenet and his deputy, John McLaughlin, who's a CNN, you know, talking head now, they ignored it, and they've gone back and contracted Alberto Gonzalez disease of, oh, I can't remember that.
So we're faced with two things here. One, anybody ever going to be held accountable for any of this? That's number one. And number two, how are we going to get ourselves out of this?
Well, with respect to the accountability question, ultimately through the elections, we're starting to eliminate and throw the Republicans out. Now it's up to the Democrats to hold them accountable, and I think, you know, Henry Waxman is making a good initial stride in that regard. We haven't seen much in the Senate because the Senate is so evenly split. Getting ourselves out of this, it is, you know, events are going to force us to come to grips with it. I had a conversation now 5 weeks ago with a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army who was on the Army planning staff, and he told me, he says, you know, look, the Army is broken. It's fried. It's crisped. It is. It's completely burnt out. And so we're going to reach a stage where, despite our ability to, you know, talk about surge and such, the military is just, frankly, not going to be able to sustain it. And what was really sort of fascinating and, I guess, heartbreaking is yesterday I received an email from a soldier over in Iraq, and he said, sir, I just thought you might be interested in some info coming out through the chain of command over here about our extensions. Despite the Secretary of Defense's assertion that he will keep us home for a year, our brigade command sergeant major told my guys we only have 190 days guaranteed back home before another possible deployment. Mm. Fun times, eh?
Oh.
You know, and that's from a troop who's been reading my blog. And it is, you know, we're going to run into a situation where we will actually not be able to sustain our activities militarily in Iraq. That, and, you know, it's like finally coming, you know, running, spending all the money that you have in your bank account, and when it comes time to pay the rent or buy the groceries, you don't have the cash in the bank. And then you've got to do something off the books.
Well, I want us to get out now, but I don't know. Is that feasible?
No, no. I think it's probably the best thing right now. We kid ourselves thinking that we can stay in there and change the situation. Right now, we are part of the problem. We have to stop, at least at a minimum, stop having U.S. troops go door to door kicking in doors to look for insurgents, because invariably what that does, it ends up being more of a recruiting tool. I just ask Americans to, if they watch that Mel Gibson movie, The Patriot, about the Revolutionary War.
All right.
And imagine the feelings you had as you watched these British troops come into these American homes, kick them in, take them, and, you know, you'd feel outrage and, you know, we got to strike back. Well, hello, that's what the Iraqis feel, because we, in this case, we're the invading army. And well, while that may not be the intention of many Americans, and we don't like to see ourselves as such, the fact remains that they're perceived as invaders, and we are enlisting folks in the insurgent cause despite our best efforts.
Boy, that's just, yeah.
Sorry to be so cheery, you know, start the morning off with this news.
No, I think you're right on target. I'm going to just ask you something real quick before we run out of time here. You must run into people in CIA / ex-CIA circles, or just people that you run into in your everyday dealings, and you must run into some of them who support this and think it's okay. How in the world do you reason with them?
I just start walking them through the facts. I mean, I still work with military, U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. military forces, and some exercises, and that experience 5 weeks ago with that lieutenant colonel, there were other military personnel in there, and I got into a discussion about some of these issues. And when you start walking them through the facts, you can eventually get them around to where they recognize that despite all of our best intentions, we're really up against a very difficult problem here.
All right, plug your blog so we can go read it.
Yeah, it's noquarter.typepad.com. There's a new piece up just posted last night by Tyler Drumheller. Drumheller, as I mentioned, was the chief of CIA operations in Europe. And he was the one that flagged that Curveball was a fraud. And he lays out some new details about what George Tenet is lying about.
Okay, great. Larry, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the radio once again. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Larry Johnson, and ex-CIA, and you can go to his blog. And he, along with several other ex-CIA agents, Phil Giraldi, Ray McGovern, Larry Johnson, who we just had on, Jim Marcinkowski, who we've also had on this show, Vince Canestrero, And David McMichael said Tenet should have resigned in protest rather than take part in the administration's build-up to war. I think there's a lot to be said for that. So now, over the last 2 days, you've heard two ex-CIA agents, both of them not happy with George Tenet, and both of them definitely on his case. If you want to read Larry Johnson's blog, go to www.noquarter.typepad.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99, or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now, or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, MUSIC. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone, password, MUSIC.
Heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Reasons is we feed them Purina One, and we've always fed both Jackson and Coco Purina One. Now, if you care about your animals and you care about your dogs like Mary and I love ours, then you got to feed them the proper food. And if you got a puppy, it's very important, too. Proper nutrition for a puppy is vital to growth and development. And because of their size and rapid rate of growth, large breed puppies have additional nutritional needs. That's why there's Purina One large breed puppy formula. It contains natural sources of glucosamine to help support joint health and mobility. It's designed to help large breed puppies grow at a normal rate while developing strong bones and joints. If you want to see the difference yourself that Purina One makes, from large breed puppies to senior dogs, there's a Purina One formula that's just right for your pet. So call them, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call them today to take the Purina One challenge, and you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. So call them today.
Bozzy Kanani here with 9 reasons you should watch 9 News at 9 on My20. Number 1, you get the same professionalism you'd find in any other 9 newscast.
We'll wrap up the day so you can get to bed an hour earlier.
Some of us need our beauty sleep.
I think I should definitely count that as one of the reasons.
Yeah, we have Kathy Sabin to give you a full weather wrap-up.
I'll give you all the entertainment news that fits in the E-block.
Now that's definitely a reason.
Don't forget Drew with sports.
So join us for 9 News at 9 on My20.
Wait, I only counted 5 reasons.
Let's see, professional, earlier, yeah. Kathy.
Get the truth about family housing from the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to 4 offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
changing the way night turns into day. AM 760 Progressive Talk has a new look at night.
And I want to share it with you.
It's Alan Combs, tonight at 9, followed by the Lionel Show at midnight.
You're on the Lionel Show.
Mark Riley has your overnight at 3. And it's the Bill Press Show from 4 a.m. till Jay at 6 a.m.
It is the Bill Press Show.
It's your new look at night and overnights.
We are the country that can get it done.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, God bless you.
And AM760.net.
Have you got some woofers in your vehicle? We thought we'd check them out this morning at 7:29, 29 minutes after 7. Woofers and tweeters. I love this song, don't you? And he's coming to town, too. Elvis Costello. Yeah, Fillmore. You're right, John. High today, 68 chance of thunderstorms. AM 760, Progressive Talk. A lot left to talk about this morning. The price tag for the Warning Rock is on track to top $500 billion. $500 billion. Now, what could you and I, what could the United States of America do with $500 billion? A college education, tuition, fees, room, and board at a public university for about half of the nation's 17 million high school teenagers. Preschool for every 3- and 4-year-old in the country for the next 8 years. A year's stay in an assisted living facility for about half of the 35 million Americans aged 65 and older. Could you imagine that? That's what we could do with the $500 billion. That's just some of the things we could do. There's a lot of other things we could do with the $500 billion. And I've made this case. I'm going to make it again to my conservative friends who may be listening. And there's nothing wrong with being conservative. I would ask you that if I came to you and I said, we need to provide a college education, tuition fees, room and board at a public university, and for $500 billion, we can do it for half of the nation's 17 million high school teenagers, or a year's stay in assisted living facility for about half of the 35 million Americans age 65 or older, or any of these things. Well, what would you say to me? Well, government programs can't do it. You can't look to the government, and you would tell me, you would say to me that, you would say, well, if program's not working, we should cut off the money. Stop wasting the money. Well, why don't you have the same feeling towards Iraq? I mean, I'd really like to know. Not to mention the fact that there was an article yesterday, which we didn't talk about, in the New York Times. Do you know that all the construction projects that you funded and I've funded, we've done it out of our taxpayer dollars? What did Congress give them, like $20 billion or something? The money is 80% spent, and most of the stuff now is not functional and doesn't work. It's crumbling. I mean, forget politics. Let's just leave politics out of this. Forget right versus left. Forget all that stuff. Let's just talk about the quality of our lives. Let's talk about the quality of the country we live in and what we're doing here with our resources, both human and otherwise. And we're squandering it. For what reason? For what reason? Why? I find this amazingly frustrating. How about if we took the $500 billion and poured it into Homeland Security? Such things as
fixing the borders and finding out who's in this country and what their intentions are. And I'm not talking about operating a police state here. I'm just talking about common sense. What about that idea? All right. We'll get into immigration coming up here, which there are going to be marches all over the country about this. And as a matter of fact, we'll have Julian Moss on coming up at 8 o'clock, coordinator for Colorado Immigrants Rights Coalition. We'll talk about all of this stuff, and I'm probably going to get into it sooner than that. But right now we're going to get in a little traffic with Gina. But, Gina, I'm not going to drag you into the unflattering spotlight.
Oh, thank you.
A public dissent. Because I know you won't dissent. I know you won't, will you?
Probably not.
No. Doesn't bother you that it's going to cost $500 billion?
No, it does.
$500 billion for what? What's the return on our dollar investment here? Right? Because we live in a capitalist society.
Right.
We should just talk cold, hard financial facts. What's the return on investment? Anybody out there who watches Fox want to call me at 303-713-7600 and try to tell me what the return is on our investment? You gave me $500 billion to invest for you, and I had this end up happening. Would you fire me, Gina?
that's a loaded question.
What's loaded about it? Would you fire? Well, would you charge me with mismanagement? Okay, you're the
company. You've made a good point.
You're the company CEO, Jay. How's it looking? Well, Miss Michaels, we're on schedule to lose $500 billion. Would you say to me, A, here's a raise? Or would you say, B, get the F out of the building and there's no golden parachutes, get your stuff out within 30 minutes? I know what I'd say. That would be after I got up off the floor from crying. All right, what's the traffic look like?
Okay. Well, we had that three-car crash southbound 25 at 120th. Traffic's getting through there now. Eastbound I-70 at Havana, car fire off on the right shoulder. Definitely heavier traffic now along eastbound I-70 through your I-25 corridor. And eastbound 6 congested between Sheridan and Federal. We're looking pretty good if you're on either C-470 or the Boulder Turnpike. Weather outlook today, sunny skies, but isolated afternoon thunder showers possible through evening. High of 67 today. Currently partly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very...
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in this zone. And then, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. It's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
On Glen Beck tomorrow night at 7 and 9 Eastern, huge storms, melting ice caps, doomsday warnings. What's really happening? Tomorrow night at 7 and 9 Eastern, Glen Beck takes it on.
We all know the Earth is getting warmer, but what's the actual danger? We'll expose the hidden agendas behind the global warming debate.
Expose climate of fear on Glenn Beck tomorrow night at 7 and 9 Eastern. And stay tuned for Nancy Grace at 8 and 10 Eastern.
604, and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
Do you have a pending lawsuit, but you need cash now? Personal Injury Capital can give you the money you need right now. We provide immediate cash to people with pending lawsuits to get through hard times. This is not a loan. In fact, if you lose your case, you never have to pay us back. Just keep the money. Call us today and find out how much money you can get right now. Call 1-800-900-1337. That's 1-800-900-1337.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something where we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Travelocity presents the Big Mountain Sale.
I'll be booking a trip to the mountains when I come.
Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to a great mountain destination.
Saving 75 big ones when I come.
That's $75 off when you book with your MasterCard card by May 31st.
I'll be hiking, climbing, swimming, fishing, boating, birding, mountaineering.
Visit Travelocity.com for details.
And relaxing in my hammock when I'm done.
Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, I love the Stones, man. Jay Marvin, your liberal attack monkey, at 7:40, 40 minutes after. Yeah, didn't you say monkey in here? Monkey man. Boy, what would you really rather do? Would you rather talk about a rock at the $500 billion, or would you rather listen to the Rolling Stones? I don't think that interview with Mick Jagger in the current 40th anniversary edition of Rolling Stone was that good. I don't think Jagger was that good. He was on Keith Richards' interview was a lot better. Keith Richards is a smart guy, very very compelling. If you haven't read that, you should pick it up. All right, $500 billion. That's how much it could end up being. I asked for somebody to watch Fox. Here's Kevin Littleton, who says he does, and we'll see what he has to say. Kev, you're on the air. Go ahead, man.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I got to tell you, Jay, you know, you could make this argument about $500 billion that you could do this and that with it, but, you know, the fact of the matter is you're there. We're here. We're now. You know, everybody that wants to talk about pulling out, I mean, you're talking about, you know, putting millions of people in jeopardy of dying instead of whatever that number is. Some say it's 600,000. I don't believe that. I think it's probably more like 150, which isn't a good thing. But, you know, we're there. And the fact of the matter is you know, you stick this stuff out. This stuff doesn't turn around in a day or a year or a month. It is what it is. $500 billion could send us to the moon again, maybe. Who knows? You could say anything about it. But look at what we spent in Europe. I mean, I was stationed in Europe for 9 years in Germany. We were there since World War II. How much did that cost?
Well, you're right. You can make that point. But then I would just respectfully answer that by saying that when it comes to Germany and it comes to the Marshall Plan, it worked. When it comes to what's going on here, it isn't and isn't working. I mean, for instance, how would you answer the article yesterday about the fact that Congress, out of the American taxpayers' pocket, that's yours, mine, we gave the Iraqis $20 billion for reconstruction. What little reconstruction that there is that's been done, most of it now is falling apart.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to look at these people, you know, and we all sit around in this country all about, you know, my rights and, you know, I want my iPod. Now, you know, we're in a different mindset. But to liberate a country like Iraq, and give it to the Iraqi people. Basically been just beaten down for generations. It's like me giving my 8-year-old an apartment and saying, have at it. Figure out how to pay the bills. Figure out how to turn the lights on. You know, figure it all out for yourself. It's just not... They don't know how to do it.
Well, what do you mean they don't... Wait a minute. Hold on.
They really don't.
Hold on a second. They don't know how to do it. Okay. If you're right about that, who was running the country before we showed up?
Well, clearly Saddam and his buddy.
Well, did they know how to do it? Did the people underneath them, did they run everything, or did they have people in there who knew how to do it?
But see, it's very similar to this. When I was stationed in Germany, we used to do border patrol. We used to get East Germans that would come over all the time. They would sneak over. And a little-known secret would be that most of them would not be able to survive. They've never really learned how to... You know, now you got to take care of yourself, and you got to live in a society.
Yeah, but that's a different, economic structure than what was going on in Iraq. If you investigate, hold on a minute. Now, you know what? Let's be intellectually honest here. You're talking about a centrally state planned operation run by. An economic makeup of a dictatorship which owned everything, and that capitalism in any form was considered to be wrong, where the Iraqis had a pretty good high degree of entrepreneurship even before we showed up. Somebody who was in that country ran that stuff. Now, everyone knows, and if you go read this, you'll see it, that one of the big mistakes that we made, and when I say we, I'm not talking about you and me because we weren't in charge, but I'm talking about this administration and I'm talking about Bremer and I'm talking about the people around him. They went in and they took anybody who was connected to the Ba'ath Party and they fired them.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? All right. You know what? That's fine in an idealistic world. But in that society and the way those things were structured... You had to be a member of the Ba'ath Party. If you didn't get a job.
Yeah, that was dumb. You're right.
Okay, so we did that. Okay, so then the other thing is, so now we roll up to where we are today. Okay, and we're trapped in this god-awful situation. And I don't know if you heard Larry Johnson, who worked for the CIA and is a expert in security.
Hey, you had him on the other day. Great.
No, that was Michael Schroyer. This was Larry Johnson I just had on. Larry Johnson works with the U.S. military. Larry Johnson said that the U.S. military, that people in the U.S. military are telling him that we cannot, at this present pace and course, that we cannot sustain this commitment, that we are burning up, and we have burned up, the military. Now, sticking it out is fine, and open-ended commitment sounds great. However, the problem is we don't have the ability to do that because we don't have the manpower to pull that off. And are you going to go to these folks who've got husbands and sons and daughters there who are on their second or third deployment? You're going to tell them I got to stay over there with no rest?
I got to tell you, Jay, that's the gig. I'm sorry.
No, that's what that is that's a misuse of resources. That's not the gig. And furthermore, I will bet you that you're a conservative, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I bet you that if we weren't talking about Iraq, if we were talking about any kind of a social program, okay, and we had what you would believe to be no measurable return on invested dollar, you would be one of the first people to stand up and say, cut it off. Yes or no?
Well, no, I don't know that I would say cut it off. I would certainly put people to the fire to say make it work. Things like I don't have a problem with Medicare, Medicaid, all that stuff. I don't have a problem with that. But you know, if it's wasteful and it's not doing what it's supposed to do, you know, fix it. You got to fix it, and if fix it means blowing it up and retooling it, then that's what you got to do.
Well, then what are we going to do about Iraq? Because obviously there it's not working.
You know, Jay, I mean, it cracks me up. I mean, you know, I show up in Europe, the height of the Cold War. I'm part of that unit. I was an M1 tanker, deployed to Shield, was in Desert Storm, did all that in my career. I watched the Berlin Wall come down. I mean, how much did that cost us? What sacrifices did those peacetime soldiers make? How about, you know, in some of the CAV units, 80% divorce rate?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. However, once again, apples and oranges. Because if you're going to tell me that the Soviet Union at that time, and you're going to tell me that Eastern Europe at that time did not pose an imminent threat to our allies and to us through the use of nuclear weapons and nuclear proliferation, then I know you're not going to make that argument.
Never say that.
I know you're not going to make that argument. But what threat did Iraq pose to us? Show me where there's some proof that Iraq ever threatened the United States.
You know, I tell people this, and here's my thinking. You know, and it's not just this administration. That's one of my pet peeves about you. You know, you all rest this on this administration. When if we really look back and think about this, we, you know, from Lebanon, you know, Ronald Reagan is one of my heroes. He saved my life. He built a tank that saved my life. I can tell you that straight up. And, you know, but we sat back in the Middle East and life was just peachy keen as long as oil was $20 a barrel. Nobody cared what was going on there. It took these guys, and I know they didn't come from Iraq, I understand that, to come over here and blow up two of the best buildings this country's ever
built.
What's
that got to do with being in Iraq?
Well, hear me out.
What's the connection?
Hear me out, Jay. Hear me out. So at what point do you say, you know what, in 1902, you know, BP comes into the Middle East, discovers oil, and we start pumping resources into there, buying it up like candy, and now all we get out of it is this region is freaking totally against us, like we've done something wrong with them. We've given them all the money. And now all we get out of it is this, you know, Shiite,
okay.
Sunni,
all right.
Terrorist stuff.
All right.
You got to go in there and you got to say, look, game over.
Yeah.
I've given you all this money.
Right.
Now I'm taking it over and it's going my way.
Yeah. You want to know something? I respect
you. You got to make it work, Jay.
All right. Look, I respect you. I respect your service to the country, but I've got to go get the traffic. And so I'm just going to make 2 points to you. Number one, I ask you a direct question about Iraq and 9/11. You went off on some tangent about that. You need to sit down and ask. You need to, you know, because it is, they are not related. And if you look at the Pentagon and the superintendent of the Pentagon's report, if you listen to what George Tenet says, if you listen to what other people say, there is no connection. Thank you for the call. Let's just get traffic.
Jay, still have some collision cleanup southbound 25 at 120th. That was from a multi-car crash that was blocking the left lane. We had considerable backups through there, but looks like right now traffic is getting around it pretty well. Southbound 225 just after Parker down to I-25, traffic stacking up through there. Of course, southbound as well between Colfax and Mississippi. Westbound I-76 going to be a very sluggish through Commerce City, as is eastbound lanes of 270. Weather today, sunny skies followed by isolated afternoon thunder showers. High of 67. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some rain and a low of 46. Right now, partly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Step into the winter zone at the new Century Casino in Central City and be one of the lucky contestants selected at 7 p.m. every Tuesday and Friday to play our...
There's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Get the truth about family housing from the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-700-9884. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-700-9884. That's 1-800-700-9884.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
7:54, 54 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I met the Inspector General, by the way, of the Pentagon. And even though Kevin and I disagree, Kev, thanks for your call. Rocky's Autos. I talk about them all the time. It's the best place to go buy a clean late model vehicle. They've got it all. Anything you can think of, Volkswagen and Honda, Saab, Toyota, Pontiac, Nissan, Dodge, Ford, Chevy, Subaru. Just the list is endless out there. Over 600 vehicles on the lot. Matching down incentive going on. So you can save money that way too. It's just unbelievable what they've got and the quality of the service that they provide, because they do care about you. And that's one of the things that makes them as successful as they are. Thank you to everybody who came out to the early bird sale, too, by the way, last Saturday. But check out that matching down incentive. And if you're looking for a good vehicle, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. Mary and I have bought from there numerous times, and we have had nothing but great experiences. It has just really been great. You can check them out online at rockiesautos.com or get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. By the way, when you're out there, go see my friends, the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, or you can also talk to anybody else out there at Rockies, like Spanky or Adolf or Vaughn. Any of the gang out there will help you. Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
Have you been considering LASIK? Waiting for the latest LASIK technology? Or just too nervous to have it done? If so, you may qualify for a LASIK clinical study now underway in Denver by one of Colorado's leading LASIK surgeons, Dr. Lawrence Spivak. A LASIK clinical study is now underway to evaluate FDA-approved bladeless LASIK technology at Spivak Vision Center. To qualify for this limited study, you must be above age 21, have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, and be willing to complete all LASIK pre- and post-operative office visits. This study will be completed in May, so please call 303-C-2020 now to see if you qualify. All participants will receive a complimentary LASIK upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. But space is extremely limited, so please call 303-C-2020 for more information. That's 303-C-2020.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do care.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
By the way, a P.S. In here about that conversation, Kevin, and I know you're not on the line to answer back, but I've got friends that are over there, too, and they say that there are people over there, particularly private contractors, that are getting paid from U.S. tax dollars, and they're making more money than they've ever seen. And something there is not right either. But I appreciate your call, and I'm glad you weighed in. And we have to have both sides of an argument, and we have to have good, passionate exchange, because that makes for good, provocative talk radio. And also, we would hope along the line that we would learn something from each other and would cause both sides to think. All right, immigration is really an emotional, hot-button issue. And it's in the news again. Julian Moss, coordinator for Colorado Immigrants' Rights Coalition, is coming up next. We'll talk to him, and then I want to talk to you about immigration. So stick around.
Ew, get the stinky dog.
dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured. The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mom actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to homebiz1.com.
Order your free exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to homebiz1.com right now.
That's homebiz1.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Immigration reformers are rallying for the cause from coast to coast. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us what's planned for Los Angeles.
The number of people taking part today will not be close to what we saw here 12 months ago. Last year, more than 600,000 people took part. This year, the number is expected to be closer to 100,000. And there also does not appear to be the fervent excitement we saw last year. Still, many people will take part, and officials have warned that many downtown streets will be shut down.
CBS's Paul Murnane has the view from the East Coast.
March organizers want a path to citizenship in federal immigration legislation, but they're also marching for respect.
If you look at warehouses and factories across the country, workers are not being paid minimum wage or overtime, and we're calling for equal rights.
The co-organizer of one protest in New York City suburbs, Tomer Malki, says it's time to stop victimizing a group that's often too frightened to complain. Paul Murnane, CBS News, New York.
Viva Cuba Libre!
Cuban workers are celebrating May Day without Fidel Castro. The ailing dictator hasn't been seen in public since he took ill last summer. There's still no confirmation of reports about the death of al-Qaeda in Iraq leader Abu al-Masri. CBS's Mark Strassman has the latest from Baghdad.
There are some eyewitnesses who claim to have seen his body, but the body has not been found. And right now, the U.S. military, as well as different ministries within the government of Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki, are trying to nail this down because it would be a significant death. But his death has been reported before, and every time in the past has been reported, that report has turned out to be false.
Al-Masri reportedly died fighting a rival insurgent group. Here at home, President Bush is en route to Central Command headquarters in Tampa for an update from the generals running the war in Iraq. The meeting takes place 4 years to the day when the president stood under a banner that read, Mission Accomplished.
The United States and our allies have prevailed.
Anti-war veteran Paul Rykoff was fighting in Iraq that day and wasn't nearly as optimistic.
It wasn't just the banner, it was the rhetoric, it was the tone, and it was also the assumption that things were getting better and that the violence was going down when it was doing exactly the opposite.
You know you should call before you dig to avoid damaging a buried gas line or power cable that could put you and others at risk, but what's the right number? Problem solved. Starting today, dialing 811. Puts you in touch with the agency in your area that can mark underground lines so you'll know where not to dig.
No cost, 1 3-digit number, and it's done. Typically 72 hours notice, 3 business days.
Robert Kipp is with an industry group that's promoting the service. A private investigator has pleaded guilty to forging documents in an effort to stop the executions of 4 inmates on California's death row. Kathleen Culhane said she did it because she believes capital punishment is barbaric. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 18.5 points. NASDAQ is down about 5. This is CBS News.
Most people never even think about it, that the Sitco they count on for a quick fill-up is also the company the Muscular Dystrophy Association counts on to fill their kids with hope. And the same company that's committed more than $1 billion to protect the environment. We're proud of the commitment we've made to the communities we serve, both with our financial support and by rolling up our sleeves and volunteering at the local level. At Sitco, we're fueling more than your car.
I'm
want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A big rally for immigration reform in Denver today. Organizers say they're upset about a recent string of immigration raids and want to put pressure on Congress to change immigration laws. Thousands of people from across the state will be taking part in the march to the state capitol, then heading to a park at 11th and Mariposa for a big rally. A supervisor in the state's tax collection agency is under arrest this morning, accused of approving at least $5 million in phony refunds and other tax payments. Prosecutors say 30-year-old Michelle Cawthra made the payments to her boyfriend. So how'd she do it? Well, it was a crime only somebody with access could pull off.
It would be very hard to pull off from the outside. But because she was on the inside, because she was put in charge of this computer program and the system, it was very easy for her to do. In fact, too easy.
The DA's office says it moved quickly to arrest her because of fear she'd flee the state. Her boyfriend is still at large. And Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper finds out later today whether he'll serve a second term. This is election day in the Mile High City, being conducted entirely by mail. City's Election Commission does have one voting machine set up at its headquarters for last-minute emergency registrations and disabled voters. Hickenlooper facing little opposition. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
I want to watch out for the jam northbound 25 now extending from the bridges toward 8th Street. We've had a motorcycle crash blocking the two left lanes. Southbound 25 at 120th, crash cleanup there in the final stages. You can expect delays back to 136th. Downtown traffic a little heavier on those southbound lanes, 58 to Spear, as is eastbound C-470 crossing Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny skies this morning, then turning cloudy by this afternoon with some isolated thundershowers, high of 67. Right now, partly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Call your local shelter insurance agent to set up a free insurance protection review and to learn more about the many discounts shelter offers for your car or home. Find the Colorado Shelter Agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn Mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work, hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride, easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of a thunderstorm today, only about a 30% chance. And the high today is 68. Right now, the skies are blue. So it looks like it's going to be another nice day. All right. Iraq is a big story this morning because of the fourth anniversary of Mission Accomplished. Yeah. And the other big story is immigration. Denver and other cities across the nation will host another round of marches today to demonstrate that the campaign for immigration reform is still underway. Organizers don't expect the massive turnouts of last May 1st, including an estimated 75,000 people in Denver. They say that fallout from the highly publicized raids by immigration agents and Colorado's push to curb illegal immigration have combined to discourage public displays of dissent, particularly among people who cross the border illegally. And that's from the Rocky Mountain News this morning. On the line with us is Julian Ross, coordinator of Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. And we'll talk to him about the second annual Pro-Immigration National Day of Action. And, Julian, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. Well, what are these demonstrations today designed to do? Are they designed to ask that finally this government, that finally the United States of America deals with the 12 to maybe 13 million people that are here without documented paperwork, that are here, as some would say, illegally? Is it about that, or is it about letting more people in? What exactly are these demonstrations about?
It's very clear. The objective of the march today in Denver and across the country is twofold. One, we are calling for an immediate end to the raids that are affecting Colorado, affecting communities throughout the country. These destructive raids, first, they're terrible policy that do nothing to solve a broken immigration system. And B, they are separating families, orphaning children, uprooting communities. They have a profound negative consequence on our economy, on our social fabric. We are calling for an end to the raids. And second, as you mentioned, we are looking for Congress and the Bush administration to step up and really do what their job is, and that is to solve complex policy issues. We need a comprehensive immigration reform, a fair, humane, realistic, and workable reform that will provide a pathway to citizenship for the, as you mentioned, 12 million hardworking men and women and hard-studying children that reside in the United States, as well as a fair worker program. We know that there will be a demand for immigrant labor in years to come. We know that our baby boom generation is retiring and our economy is growing. So we want a realistic reform that acknowledges the supply and demand factors of our economy, but also respect the human rights and dignity of immigrants.
Here are the things that bother me. Number one, in my opinion, we have to secure the borders, and we also have to find a path for some kind of legality for the 12 million illegal immigrants that are already here. Why? Because in this post 9/11 world, we need to know who's here and what they're here for. So we need to figure out a way to have orderly immigration into the United States, so that we can figure out who's coming in and what the story is. Number two, for the 12 million that are already here, I think it's totally unrealistic. It's just unrealistic to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go get 12 million of these folks, and we're just going to round them up and deport them. I mean, we can't do that. It's not economically feasible. But yet we have to bring them out of the shadows, because once again we have to know who's here and why they're here. And then the third thing that troubles me is this splitting up of families, where kids who are United States citizens, they're in school, they're trying to get by and make something of themselves, which is what America's supposed to be about. Suddenly mom and dad are gone. I mean, that's not humane. That doesn't make any sense.
I think you've hit the mark, and we have to make a distinction as a country between those that wish to come to the United States to help build and construct the best country that we can be, and work hard and bring strong family values, versus those that wish to come and do harm to our country. And our immigration reform campaign and our immigrant rights groups and immigrant-based groups throughout Colorado and our broad-based coalition, we know that the majority of hardworking immigrants here in Colorado are here to do not only better for their families and put food on the table, but also they're here to build a strong United States. And the raids, as you say, are only serving to separate families and divide our communities. They're merely scraping the surface in terms of the number of immigrants affected, but they're doing much more harm to our communities, long-lasting, profound harm, as we're seeing in Greeley, as we're seeing in the San Luis Valley. We currently have a humanitarian crisis in these communities affected by the raids. And the Bush administration, after 6 years of ignoring the issue, after 6 years of looking the other way, is suddenly trying to show their strong arm on enforcement. And we know that this is a political theatrics. But we also know that it's having profound impacts on families. We need a comprehensive immigration reform now. That's our message today as we march on the streets of Denver. And we are in solidarity with the Muslim American Society, with the Somali Community Center, the Colorado Council of Churches, any employers and businesses. We represent a broad-based coalition, and we believe that's what it's going to take to win.
What do you say to those people who would say, yeah, okay, we hear what you're saying, but people are here illegally, they have broken the law, and they should be deported, they should go away, they are costing us too much in community services, they are overrunning the hospital. I mean, you've heard all of this. How do you answer that?
Well, first, I think it's important for the public to understand that our immigration system right now consists of laws that are unjust. And when we have an unjust law, we must reform and change that law. So the argument that immigrants are lawbreakers does not fly because the laws that are in place are unjust. They are out of touch with reality. They do not take into account the wage disparities, for example, that exist in the United States and countries like Mexico. They do not take into account our unfair trade policies and policies around globalization that lead to poverty and increased poverty in countries where migrants are coming from. They do not take into account the demand for labor here in the United States and the vital contributions that immigrants make, the 12 million undocumented immigrants that are here. We know that our country could not survive. We know that Colorado could not survive without immigrant contributions, and yet our laws do not provide a legal means for these hardworking members of our community to become permanent residents, to become citizens. So the system is broken. We must reform the laws so that they are fair and just and realistic, and that is what we're pushing for. And we want an immediate end to the raids, which, in terms of policy, are on the opposite end of the spectrum. They do nothing positive. They do nothing constructive. They, as you said, are orphaning citizen children here. So it's a critical moment in the history of our country. We're going to decide, I think, through the immigration issue, what type of nation we want to be. Do we want to be a nation that welcomes newcomers or not?
This whole thing, though, you know, Julian, this whole thing is so complex and so emotionally driven. Like, on one hand, if people's motivation for coming here is work and to feed their families and to feed themselves, I don't understand how anybody can't see that. That if it were them, if it were any of us, and we were stuck in these conditions, we'd leave. I mean, we'd move. I mean, you see that all over the world. You see that going on. And it's been going on forever and a day. So that's point number one. But the other side of it is, because a law isn't right, advocating breaking it doesn't work either as a logical argument. You probably would disagree with that, but I mean, my feeling is you don't break it. My feeling is you try to change it or adjust it. And then the thing that really bothers me out of all of this is all of the hate and resentment that's out there. I mean, it's so ugly.
No, you're right. There's concern that white supremacist groups and the Ku Klux Klan groups have taken on immigration as their new issue.
Well, they're into it. There's no question about it.
And, you know, I think a key point to bring up here is that recent polls, including USA Today and other major nonpartisan polls, show that the majority of Americans in the 60 to 70% range favor a comprehensive immigration reform that includes a pathway to citizenship for those currently residing here undocumented. I think that is striking, and I think it underscores that broad sectors of the public see that our immigration system is broken, but that we want humane solutions. We want realistic solutions. No one wants to see families separated and raids attacking communities. And I'm hopeful that with these polls, the support is there. And quite frankly, Congress and the Bush administration are behind the public on this issue. Yes, there is a vocal and an anti-immigrant voice, and we are always welcome the opportunity to have a conversation, a constructive conversation with those that don't share our viewpoint. But we believe that the broad public support for immigration reform should result in a passage of a reform this year. And just to touch your point, we are not advocating for anyone to break the law. We are advocating to change the laws so that they reflect the reality and the human dignity of this current situation.
And I have absolutely no problem with that. And the laws need to be changed. We need to come into reality about all of these things on all of these levels. And the emotion and the craziness involved in this, just, I don't know about you, but it drives me crazy. And I'm sure it drives you crazy, too. All right, if there are people out there who want to join the march, Where does it start, and where can they do that?
Well, we welcome everyone to come out, and it's a family event. Children, welcome. We're going to start here at Lincoln Park near downtown Denver. It's at 12th and Mariposa Street, just a couple blocks south of Colfax. You can take the Colfax exit from I-25, go west, and take a right on Mariposa. We'll be marching about three and a half miles through downtown financial district by the Capitol. We'll end up at City of Cuernavaca Park, which is between 19th and 20th Street, right there on the Platte River, Platte Street. We will have a program of diverse and dynamic speakers at around 1 p.m., live music, and a festival-like atmosphere. Today's message is we want to stop to the raids. We want a fair and humane, comprehensive immigration reform. And we also want to celebrate our unity and diversity within the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. We are, for the first time, uniting groups like the Muslim American Society with our Latino brothers and sisters, with the Somali community, the African Organization of Colorado, and the Colorado Council of Churches. So we have a diverse and dynamic program, and we invite everyone to come on out. Centro Amistad and other partners from Boulder and Longmont are renting buses and caravanning in. We have buses coming in from Fort Collins, from Greeley, from Grand Junction. So we expect a successful event today. Perhaps not the numbers from last year, but we invite you all to come on out. And thank you so much for the opportunity this morning.
Julian, you're welcome. And you can come on this program absolutely any time. We might differ on a few points, but I think we're pretty much 95% in agreement. And I think our goals are exactly the same. So thanks so much for coming on, and anytime you want on, just let us know.
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to the next time.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. There's Julian Ross, coordinator for the Colorado Immigrants' Rights Coalition. All right. You want to talk about immigration? You want to get into this? 303-713-7600, and all points of view are welcome. I'll hear them all out. I mean, I might passionately respond.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Weather outlook today, mostly sunny skies this morning. Isolated afternoon thunder showers possible through this evening with a high of 67. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some possible rain showers, low of 46. And currently, it's partly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers Fuel Centers. Just accumulate $100 in purchases at King Soopers to get 10 cents off each gallon when you fill up. See King Soopers for details.
Thanks to you, 9 News at 7 and 8 a.m. is off to a great start on My20 Comcast Channel 3.
It is. More and more of you are following us from Channel 9 to Channel 20 starting at 7 every day.
So why choose to make the switch?
Well, you get us, the 9 News morning team.
Yeah, the same team you've depended on for years on a new channel at a new time.
So true, and you get new choices, a new choice for weather.
Oh, yeah, and a new spin on sports.
And, of course, the best business and consumer news.
Nine News.
At 7 and 8 a.m. on My 20, Comcast Channel 3.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness. Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
8:24 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Homeowners, important announcement from the mortgage store. Adjustable rate mortgages are going to go higher and higher and higher. And they are doing that. And less people are now able to get help they need because companies are cutting programs, but not the mortgage store. Cut your payments by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars every month. Right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives. The mortgage store is the direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. The loan consultants at the mortgage store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through the home loan process. It's important to have somebody who's willing to go the extra mile with you. So call the mortgage store. Stop taking risks with your family's biggest investment. Get rid of your adjustable rate mortgage and your high-cost credit cards. Get one low payment with a fixed rate in the fives. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. I'll give you the number again, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They are, without a doubt, the guaranteed pros.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta. It's the 20th annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park on Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th. Don't miss out on authentic Mexican cuisine, mariachi music, and live entertainment. Stop by the AM 760 tent on Saturday to meet Jay Marvin and on Sunday to meet the Colorado Crush Girls. For more information on all the weekend's festivities and highlights, log on to am760.net. Celebrate culture at Cinco de Mayo with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 826 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 30% chance of thunderstorms, high today 68. We're talking the inflammable emotional topic of immigration. Okay, and illegal immigration, too. So let's go to the phones, and we'll see what you got to say. Here's Keith in Evergreen. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Listen, I'm a proud, free-thinking liberal, and when I hear guys like that guest you have on talk about the Ku Klux Klan and, you know, hate mongers, racists, it makes my blood boil. I love Mexicans. I love their culture. I love their spiritualism, their food. I travel to Mexico. I am just so angry when I hear that if you disagree with what we have going on now, suddenly and without warning, 13 million illegals. That's the key.
No, I don't think it's what he was saying. I think what he was saying...
He certainly said that,
no,
Jay.
No, Keith.
Go ahead.
That's not what he was saying. What he was saying is that there are white supremacists, and there are Klan folks, and there are racists who are involved in this. Now, if you don't want to recognize that fact and you don't want to look at it, then let me point you to some sources, and then you come up with and make your own conclusions.
Hold on a minute. Go ahead.
Be fair.
Right.
Be fair.
Okay.
First of all, he's not here to defend himself. Second of all, I understand what he's saying because I've made exactly the same point. Those people out there do exist. They are active. And they are involved. And if you don't think that they are, then the place to go look is an organization that has been around for a long, long time, that keeps track of them. And that's the Southern Poverty Law Center. And the reason that a lot of people do not realize that they are not, have no idea that they're involved is because they don't, in many cases, and they're aided and abetted by the media, they don't in many cases come out, and they don't in many cases tell you exactly who they are and what they are. And I'll give you a good example of what I'm talking about. Lou Dobbs, who has made a name for himself taking on this whole issue, has repeatedly had members of organizations on that have white supremacist ties either through money or they're at the same events, yet when he gives you the guest's bio, he conveniently leaves that stuff out. Not only has the Southern Poverty Law Center caught him doing it, but so has Media Matters.
I think I think that there is some a valid point with regard to some really genuine, bona fide hatred for the Mexican nationals who have crossed the border. People are uncomfortable around people of a different color or ethnic background or faith. I think that that's just how we are. I just the important thing that I wanted to bring out was that there's a few of us out here who do consider ourselves to be free-thinking, to be, and like in my case, I mean, I feel like if I have to lean toward any political party, I would be far, far away from a conservative right voter. And I consider myself to be, as I say, a free-thinking liberal. But one of the things that angers me with regard to this whole issue is maybe I have class envy, because I believe the rich benefit from illegal labor. I don't benefit from it, Jay. I don't think you benefit from it. I think wealthy Americans, for the most part, Bush's core supporters, benefit from illegal immigration.
Well, I don't think there's any question that they benefit from it.
Well,
but,
and that's,
you know, but,
that's what makes
but,
me.
Yeah, but you know something? So do we.
I don't buy it.
Well,
that.
Wait a minute. All right.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, but you know what? You may not want to buy it because you may not want to look at it.
Tell me how.
Well, okay. I can go into a couple areas. Let's start with this one, which nobody ever wants to deal with. Do you have any meat or produce in your house?
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's just think. How many heads of lettuce do you think are on produce shelves right now around the United States? How about we put 10 cents? How about we pay an extra 10 cents per head of lettuce? Is that going to break anybody? I don't think so.
Yeah, but hold on a second, Keith.
I understand.
Keith,
hey, listen, I understand
Keith,
that, Jay.
Keith.
Yeah.
The problem here is that for untold number of years in this country, we've given a wink and a nod to folks coming over here.
Why?
Because we like things like paying cheaper prices for produce and cheaper prices for meats that are processed, because there is a very viable case to be made that whether people want to acknowledge it or they don't want to acknowledge it, there's a great case to be made that, you know something? If they don't do it, it won't get done. And in fact, if you go look at news stories that have been reported over the harvest season, there are a lot of growers who cannot get help. And they can't get help, and they can't get help because these folks are scared of getting busted. And the thing that makes this so tough, the thing that makes it emotional and so tough is this. You get untold amount of people calling talk shows, yelling and screaming about people being here illegally. But you know something? It's not right that they're here, because for security, we need to know who's here and for what reason. But the thing is, it's the same thing as these folks who will call. You've heard them occasionally on this show. They don't call very often, but you've heard them. They're down on the government. They don't want a government. They don't want a central, you know, and government is bad, it's evil, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, okay, They're driving on the roads. They're dialing 911. They're availing themselves of all these services the government provides them. Meanwhile, they're bad-mouthing it. The key to this is to try to extract the emotion and come up with something that is workable and that meets our demands as a country in the year 2007 so that no one, and I repeat, no one, has the upper hand on anybody else. And the other thing to realize is these folks that come here, they're not criminals. They're not bad people.
I know they're not.
The majority of them are good people. They just want to eat.
I understand that, Jay, but my thought is that this is something that has transpired now over the course of many years for 13 million people to just show up, you know.
No, they've been coming here for a long time.
And for me, and this is something that really aggravates me once again with regard to the core issue here, and that's hiring. When you talk about produce and stuff, Dole gets rich for their lettuce. There's drywall companies. There are roofers. I mean, Lou Dobbs, this man that you like to cite, I heard him one night talking about some Mexicans getting busted in New Jersey, roofers making $18 a day. This is a sin. I've known American roofers. I'm from a middle-class blue-collar background. I've known people that actually have done this kind of work. And it's not so good if you have to compete against somebody who's going to bust their butt for $18 a day. That's like slave labor.
But no one is disputing that. No one is disputing that argument.
You fine these people.
Nobody's saying
time.
But who's saying that you shouldn't?
That's what we have to do. I think that's where the Bushinistas look the other way. If I can just say one thing quickly, Jay.
Quickly, because I got to get traffic.
I would love to retire in Mexico. I love Mexico. I want a little beachfront hacienda. But do you know what they got down there? They got laws. I just can't pack up the truck and drive down to Mexico and find myself a nice little property to kick back after Social Security dries up and blows away. I'd love to live down there. But they got laws.
Well, you know something? Number one, Social Security is not going to dry up and blow away.
Oh,
that's number one.
I think I heard that on the news.
Yeah, well, okay, watch what you monitor.
Okay.
That's number one. And number two, yeah, they got laws, and we got laws too. But the thing is, okay, it's just like Iraq or anything else. You can either be unworkable or you can be workable. And the problem we need to do here is we need to find a workable middle ground that makes sense. I love you. I'll talk to you.
Adios.
All right. 836 traffic now with Gina.
Yes, Jay. Traffic, we're still a little bogged down. Eastbound I-70, we had a wreck block in the left lane. At least four cars there eastbound between Quebec and 270. So just watch out. Traffic was still a little bogged down through there. That's about the only major thing. We still have a few slow pockets, of course, southbound I-25 downtown, southbound I-25 through Thornton North Glen, and northbound I-25 is pretty stacked up now through the bridges. Weather today, mostly sunny with some isolated afternoon thundershowers possible through the evening. High of 67 today. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The best-kept secret in West Denver is Three Tomatoes Steakhouse and Club at Fossil Trace, where the food is only rivaled by the spectacular...
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
See the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on am760.net.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-700-9884. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-700-9884. That's 1-800-700-9884.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on am760 Progressive Talk and am760.net.
Good morning, 8:40. It's 40 minutes past the hour. Chance thunderstorms today, high of 68. We're talking about the demonstrations about immigration, illegal immigration going on. I want reform as bad as anybody else. All right, we'll get back to the phones, but first, we have to take just 10 seconds for a musical question. This is from Scott. Message for John Turk. Just wondering what the name of the group was you mentioned yesterday. They had a longer name, and I was driving. And he says the group I mentioned was Bossa and Roses and Roses and Bossa and Stones. Have a great day from Winter Park. Okay, who were you talking about yesterday, John?
That's Scott from Winter Park. I was talking to him about Richard Cheese and the Lounge Against the Machine, which is a really kind of obscure, strange band. But they play in Vegas a lot. They travel. They tour. They do kind of rock and rap in a lounge Vegas style. So if you haven't heard them, check out Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine.
Do we have any of that?
We do not have any of it, no.
Do you have some at home?
I do. I'm going to burn you some.
Bring it in tomorrow. We'll play it.
You got it.
Sounds like a plan. All right, back to the immigration discussion. Rashid, whoops, wait a minute, hang on. Can you do something about 5 because I accidentally hit that? Rashad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Jay?
Yeah.
Good morning. It's great to speak with you. Good long-time listener, first-time caller to your program. I think you've done a wonderful job.
Well, thanks.
This particular subject happens to be one that we just disagree on. There's a couple of things. When I hear immigration, and when I speak with your guests, and I wish you would, and I know you're more so on your guests on this issue than with me on this particular one, there's a distinct difference between immigration and illegal immigration. I think most people that are in my social circles, and I would dare to bet that most people in America support immigration. What we're talking about is illegal immigration. I think most of us can agree that we don't want illegal immigration.
Well, I don't want illegal immigration.
So I wish people would stop, and I wish you would call people on, because you're excellent at calling people on, but I noticed this morning you didn't call them on that one.
No, I asked him.
Stop mixing the two.
No, I asked him. I ask him a question about it, which confronted that question about, well, if you don't like the laws, you just can't go and you just can't break them. I mean, I don't like illegal immigration for one big gigantic reason, and that's the security of the country. Now, I am no way saying or inferring, or I don't want anybody to say that what I'm saying is that people who come here seeking to feed themselves and seeking to find work are going to come here to engage in criminal activities. But in this day and age, we need to know who's here and why they're here.
Yeah, we don't, and I agree with you when asking, sir, and I am one, and I'm not one of those that you describe as, and people in my circles know I'm not emotional or anything. It's real simple to me. It's very simple. Before we negotiate, talk about any kind of reform, let's secure our borders. Many of your callers, I'm a proud American, served 20 years in the United States Marine Corps. I've done more than just talk this stuff. I've put myself on the line for this country. We need to secure our borders before we discuss anything, any kind of reform for anything. And I ask you and anyone else, you know, do you have security at your home? Do you have locks on your doors at home?
Mm-hmm.
Do you lock them at night?
Sure. I think you know what the answer is.
And there's a reason you do that. Now, those who want this and say this is okay, I challenge you to publicly put your address out there and say, my doors are always open.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold on. Just one moment. I want to be fair because I was quiet when you were speaking to me. And you have the mic all day long. I just have it for a few little moments.
You know what? Either get on with what you have to say, or get off, but don't lecture me.
Okay. Well, the same thing, both. And I'm not trying to be confrontational, but it's a very tight thing for me. I'm saying, listen, if you feel that way, the reason we have locks on our doors is because we want to keep people out who don't belong in our houses. And I think of America as my house. And I agree, and I think I've heard you say, that we need to secure our borders, Jay, number one, before we do anything else. The other thing, I think, is those people who are here illegally, to get a time frame, as I think we've mentioned with the Iraq War, it's the same way, a time frame for them to be able to register themselves to address what you and I are concerned about. We need to know who's here, give them a time frame to register themselves. And if they don't at a particular time frame, yes, we begin the process of taking people out, getting people out of our house, is what I'm thinking, Jay. What do you think?
Well, first of all, asking anybody who disagrees with you to put their address out or take the locks off their house, I mean, that's ridiculous. Okay, that's number one. Number two, yeah, I agree. We need to secure the borders. That's both south and north, by the way.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm speaking of all immigration. I'm not identifying any one group,
okay.
Anyone that's illegal. Yes.
All right. So then we're going to get into a discussion about how best to do that, because there are those who want to build a wall, which won't work. There are those who want to do it through technology. There are those who want to do ridiculous things like the Minutemen. So we had that debate. And then once we decide on how to do that, then we're going to have to start looking at the funding. Keeping in mind that, as I was talking about earlier, the Iraq War will probably in the end top $500 billion. Okay, number two.
And X amount of lives.
Yes. So that's resources. Number two, yeah, we're going to have to take the 12 million illegal immigrants that are here, and we're going to have to bring them out of the shadows. But you've got to provide them with a mechanism to do that. That's number one, which we don't have in place. Number two, you are not going to get them to do that if you threaten them. And number three, no, I don't believe in putting down a timeline and then saying to them, okay, if you don't register and you don't tell us who you are, then what we're going to do is we're going to come after you. Now, if you want to rephrase that and you want to put it this way, okay, everybody's got until X date to come forward and register, and we will work out a way to give you a path to citizenship, and then if you don't meet that date, then what's going to happen is if we come across you through some other means, then we're going to deport you. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But the thing that bothers me about the idea of deporting any of those 12 million is they've got kids.
Well, you know, I understand that, and
I mean, you're bringing
me,
up families.
I have children as well. However, at some point we have to make a decision here. Again, I'm looking at it from, and maybe I'm making it too simplistic, I look at America as my house. just real simple terms. If someone's in my house that doesn't belong here, I'm going to use every resource to get them out.
Yeah, but you know something? How do you decide, how do we in the bottom line decide who does and who doesn't and based on what grounds? On the fact that you have to do it legally? That's all well and good, but the problem with all of that is that there's a fundamental lack of understanding of what the situation is that a lot of these folks face because we do not live in those conditions, and most of us just know what we know out of watching the media and seeing the reports and what's given us. A lot of these folks risk their lives to get here. They leave their own country, and what do they do it for? You know what they do it for?
Because they want work and to better themselves. Because they're hungry, man.
They don't have any food.
And I think of this, I hear the music coming, but the same way, again, I think of it as my house. I have food in my house. And the reason I still lock my doors is even though I got food in my house, that's not meaning that you need to break in my house with the food I have.
No, that's not the point. The point is that, you know something?
Yes.
The point is that hunger and economic depravity will drive you to break laws and to do things, and all we have to do is look at Iraq. Where's the middle class and the upper middle class in Iraq? They're gone. Why are they gone?
And why are we losing our middle class?
Why are they? Don't switch. Don't play games. Why are they gone?
I'm not playing. They're gone because they do not have the opportunities, both economic and other things, to be there.
No. They're gone because they fear for their lives, because it's a terrible place, and because they want to have some kind of
hope and normalcy.
So if you understand why people do certain things, then why not take measures to counteract those people that are doing those things? Why not go to the Mexican government and why not say to the Mexican government, you want to know something? You're more important than Iraq. You know why? You're right next door to us. Clean your act up or else.
And that might be the middle ground that we can agree upon, but I would challenge us to have the same kind of immigration laws that Mexico has. It's very interesting.
You know what, Bill? You can say all that. I would challenge them to have the same kind of laws, but I got to tell you something. Okay? Listen to this. You know what? I don't want the same kind of laws as other countries. What we got. I don't want to live like them. But, I'm an American. I like what we got.
And I am. I love what we have. And as I said, I put my life on the line like you and many others. But we have to enforce our laws.
Okay. Well, I agree. We're not going to disagree on that. I've got to run. I got to get traffic.
Right, thank you so much for your time, Dick. You did a great job.
Call me again.
All right.
851, traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, about the only issue right now is still a slow stretch along eastbound I-70 between Colorado Boulevard and 270. That was from an earlier four-car crash that was off in the far left lane. So that's the hot spot to watch out for right now. Of course, we do have pretty slow conditions eastbound C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Southbound 225 still stacked up through the DTC in Aurora. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, then turning cloudy by this afternoon with some possible thunder showers. High of 67. Currently partly cloudy and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Respondees to this limited clinical study will receive a comprehensive eye evaluation to determine their candidacy. Participants will receive a complimentary upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology and $800 savings. Also included is the SPIVAC Lifetime LASIK Commitment. This study is extremely limited and will be concluded in May. For more information or to see if you qualify, please call SPIVAC Vision Center today at 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-558-1096. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver. Or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-558-1096. That's 1-800-558-1096. 1-800-558-1096.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I've ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I hear the heartbeat of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Aquí's RFA.
I'm on a Mexican
whoa,
radio.
Aquí's out of, what is it, X-Rock 80? Aquí's Areoca. What is Mexico? 8:56. 56 minutes past the hour. Chance thunderstorms, high today 68. We're talking about immigration. I can squeeze in one more call, and I will. That's Wall of Voodoo. I like to play that whole version, like next hour. I love that song. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Doing good, man. What about you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having my call, and thanks for being there every morning, man.
You got it.
I had a couple comments. This is an extremely touchy issue, especially out here in Colorado. I live in Denver, and in the Denver Boulder, and especially south of here, and a lot of the more agricultural communities. It's more than just a Latino assimilation in the community. It's part of what one of the callers earlier said is that the Mexican culture is just really, really interesting and really, really family driven, and there's a lot we could benefit from them. But these people aren't just assimilated into the society down there. The society is absolutely dependent on them. And for someone to call up and say, we need to get these 12 or 13 million people, and I think that's a conservative figure. I'm sure it's closer to 14 or 15, if not more. And I've got no problem with it. These people were welcomed for years, and now the federal government just carry votes to toe the party line and to really satisfy some of the more extremely inflammatory people, such as Tom Tancredo, who I'm sure you have your number of problems with. I've heard him say some stuff that I can't imagine coming out of a politician's mouth.
Well, he's the Le Pen of America.
it's amazing. And the fact that we haven't demanded this guy to go yet is just it's really incredible. But all I'd like to say is that this whole no amnesty movement and the Minutemen down there in Arizona, all this is going to do is change the Senate from favorable to less than favorable, and then when the law is passed, probably going to see some problems because
I agree. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to go get the news. John, thanks. Call me again.
Thanks,
Russ. All right. Open phones coming up.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Zarqawi is long gone. Now reports say the current leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq has been killed by Sunnis. The U.S. hasn't confirmed it, but CBS's Mark Strassman in Baghdad says...
Even if he's dead, there always seems to be somebody else who will take the place of a leader who is killed among the insurgent groups. And at this point, the question is, was this guy killed? And if so, who is now going to step up to take his place?
Iraqi officials say Abu Ayyub al-Masri's death is based on intelligence information. If true, CBS News terrorism analyst Paul Kurtz says...
Certainly al-Masri being killed would be a great benefit to the Iraqi government. It would be a win.
4 years ago today, it looked like Iraq was in the win column.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
President Bush with the mission accomplished speech. Today, the president goes to Central Command to talk about the war with commanders. Immigration reform rallies are set for several big cities today. In Detroit, Ron Dewey of WWJ Radio tells us...
The crowd has grown considerably over the past hour, swelling to well over 2,000 people. They're saying it can grow to as much as 10,000 by the time it reaches the rally on the other side of Mexican Town.
Activists are calling for a shot at citizenship for the estimated 12 million immigrants who are here illegally. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has taken over his country's last privately run oil fields. Oil analyst Phil Flynn.
I think it's a bad thing for everybody, not only the American consumers, but, you know, for the people of Venezuela as well. Hugo Chavez is systematically destroying the Venezuelan oil industry.
Venezuela's urging the companies that include ExxonMobil and Chevron to remain minority partners. Some are still negotiating compensation terms with the government.
Viva Fidel!
In Cuba, they're chanting for Chavez's friend, Fidel Castro, at the annual May Day celebration. Castro, who's been ailing for months, is not at the festivities. He hasn't made a public appearance in 9 months. May 1st, a time when people in the West wonder what will burn this year.
It appears that many Westerners are entering another summer season threatened by a better-than-average chance of wildfires. Rose Davis with the National Interagency Fire Center.
We have significant fire potential that should be higher than normal across the southern half of the Southwest, inland California, including the Sierras, high fire danger in western Utah, central Idaho, and southern Montana.
Also mentioned as having an above-average threat of wildfires through the summer is Florida. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Spokane.
The FDA has created a new job, Assistant Commissioner for Food Protection. The agency's been under pressure to get tougher after tainted pet food and E. coli outbreaks. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 30 and the NASDAQ is off 4. This is CBS News.
was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an iron worker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to three daughters and two sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
If your car or truck is ready for new tires before your wallet is, hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy tires now and pay later with our genuine service credit card. Plus, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. New tires, installed by four trained experts. Buy now and pay later. See your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details today. Offer ends June 30th.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. There'll be a big march and rally for immigration reform today in the Mile High City. That event comes 1 year after rallies and protests drew more than 100,000 people to the streets of the Mile High City. Smaller crowds are expected at marches, meetings, and voter registration drives planned across the country today. In Denver, organizers say tens of thousands of people from across the state will march to the Capitol, then head to a park at 11th and Mariposa for a big rally. A labor union is at odds with the Federal Aviation Administration, which has now banned radios in air traffic control towers. No, not the kind they use for communications. Under a new contract, AM/FM radios have been taken out of tower work areas to prevent them from distracting controllers. Air Traffic Controllers Association says that removed a key asset for the controllers, though, to monitor funnel clouds and warn pilots. Researchers in Boulder say Arctic sea ice is melting three times faster than scientists originally projected. In a new report, scientists at NCAR and CU Boulder have concluded Arctic sea ice has declined at an average rate of 8% a decade over the last 50 years. Computer models used by the UN-sponsored panel on climate change had estimated a 2.5% decline in that time. The Boulder-based researchers say their observations indicate computer models may have failed to portray the entire impact of rising levels of greenhouse gases. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. A little sluggish traffic right now northbound I-25 from Emerson Street toward 8. That was from an earlier motorcycle crash that's long since gone. Westbound I-76 still pretty stacked up toward I-25, as is southbound I-25 now between I-76 and Colfax. We do have a single vehicle crash in the high country. Watch out for it. Westbound lanes of I-70 just before Chief Hosa. Weather today, mostly sunny, but we'll get some isolated afternoon thunder showers through this evening, high of 67 tonight.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
9:07, 7 minutes after 9, chance of thunderstorms, high of 68, but we'll see what chance. It's only about a 30% chance, so it should be a fairly nice day today. And it's our weekly media misinformation report with senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. He's the author of many books, including his latest, which is great, called Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Go to MediaMatters.org and to make sure it's clear to everybody, I am a contributing member, and I do give money monthly to Media Matters. Isn't that what you're supposed to do, Paul? Because you're not supposed to, like, put people on and not say that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, you know, CNN and MSNBC and Fox. Where they don't acknowledge that stuff. Okay. Boy, I'm telling you, man, there's a... By the way, happy Mission Accomplished Day.
Yes, right back at you.
You know? And speaking of Mission Accomplished, let's go to something that you guys have got about who I used to call St. McCain, but now apparently it seems like the train has totally gone off the tracks, and he's no longer St. McCain, and it seems like a lot of people are on top of him. But you've got something here about McCain and the Washington Post, and about once again the Washington Post kind of letting McCain get away with it. Ignoring McCain's greeted as liberators assurance, Washington Post editorial credited him with pre-war foresight. Explain that.
Well, this is a Washington Post editorial on the occasion of McCain making his official entry into the race, and they talked about how it was really nice to have somebody so honest and forthright in the presidential race, and they praised him for his foresight and consistency about how the war should have been waged. But the fact is that right before the war started, McCain said, along with people from the administration, that we were going to be greeted as liberators, and that there might be a rebuilding period afterward, but that the war was just going to be a piece of cake. So he was as wrong about that as Bush and Cheney were. But, you know, I'd have to disagree with you just slightly about McCain. It's certainly true that he's been getting some more critical coverage than he usually enjoys. But that St. McCain image really hasn't changed very much. If you look at the way the reporters talk about him, they still love him. They're still ready for the McCain comeback at any moment. He's gotten some criticism, and a lot of it is just based on the politics, because this is something that you find really no matter what party it is, who the person is. When you're up in the polls, you get praise, and when you're down in the polls, you get criticism. That really happens because the press tends to ask the why question about the politics of the moment. And so if you're up, they say, well, why is this guy up in the polls? And they look at all the wonderful things you're doing and how much everyone loves you. And if you're down, they say, why are you down in the polls? And then they look at everything you're doing wrong. So McCain right now is getting some of that bad political coverage about how, you know, his campaign is struggling a little bit and it didn't raise enough money in the first quarter as much as some of the other candidates did. But that kind of well of affection that reporters have for John McCain is still there. I don't think they've really fundamentally changed the way they look at him. And if his poll numbers should start to go back up, I think that you're going to see some of that same fawning coverage that you saw when he ran in 2000.
I do hear the poise for a comeback talk, but I mostly hear that though from one source, and that's probably because I don't look as much and see as many sources as you guys do, and I think you know who that one source is, who fawns over a whole bunch of people, and that's of course Matthews.
Yes,
who keeps saying, well, a comeback could be right around the corner every time he like fails to raise money or he stumbles and makes a stupid statement or has the whole like the Iraq marketplace stroll blow up in his face, no pun intended. Matthews is always parroting that point about him, and he also parrots it about what a great guy Giuliani is.
Yeah, McCain and Giuliani are definitely Chris Matthews' favorite two candidates. He just can't say enough about them, how they're manly men, and the admiration that he expresses for them just is unending. But of late, he's been concentrating a little bit more on Giuliani, but he still has great affection for McCain, and I'm sure that we're going to keep seeing that as time goes on in the primaries. And you know, incidentally, he can't stand Hillary Clinton. Matthews, it's pretty apparent.
Although he said last night, I didn't hear this, but Mary told this to me, he blurted out for some reason last night that she won the debate. Where does he get that from?
Well, I don't know. It didn't seem to me watching that debate like there was any particular
loser.
But, I don't want to spend too much time, trying to plumb the recesses of Chris Matthews' mind. It's not a...
No, but I mean, this is another example, and we've talked about this. It seems like every time I have you on, we talk about this. mainly because you seem to be like one of the few people I know of that's plugged into this, he'll do stuff like that, right? He just, out of thin air.
Well, he's an unpredictable character, and perhaps that's what makes him successful as a television host. But he certainly has some politicians that he really likes and some that he doesn't like. One of the things that we've documented when it comes to Hillary is how he said all kinds of sexist things about her, and often under the guise of, well, you know, people are going to be saying this, or this is the kind of attack she's going to be getting.
Yeah.
But there's no end to his love for Giuliani and McCain.
All right. This one encompasses a lot of things. Because if you watch the media, this kind of behavior goes on over and over and over again, and you'll sit out there and you'll scream, call them on it, and they never follow through, and they never do it. Good Morning America's Cuomo let Snow claim, Tony Snow, unchallenged, that there had been no attempt to try to link Saddam Hussein to September 11th. That, to me, is tantamount to getting on Good Morning America or any other media and claiming that you've invented the perpetual motion machine or something else totally and completely absurd. How could he have not said, well, wait a minute, Dick Cheney just did it, and so did George W. Bush not too long ago. They just inferred it.
Yeah, well, this is something that we criticize media figures for a lot. Our feeling is that if a politician or a spokesperson gets on the air and you're doing an interview with him and he lies in your face, then as a reporter you have a responsibility to say, hold on a second, what you just said is not true. And all too often reporters are willing to do that because then it sounds like they're just being hostile and combative. But that's their obligation. They can't let those kinds of deceptions and misinformation just pass through their megaphone to the public. And Chris Cuomo of Good Morning America was interviewing Tony Snow, talking about George Tenet and his book, and this whole idea of there being a connection between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. And Snow said there's been no attempt to try to link Saddam Hussein to September 11th. And we know that that's just not true. There were lots and lots of attempts to link Saddam Hussein to September 11th by the administration all through the run-up to the war. Even the letter that President Bush sent to the Congress in order to start the ball rolling on the resolution to give him the authority to use force talked about the connection, but talked about invading Iraq as kind of a potential response to September 11th. He talked all the time about how there were al-Qaeda members in Iraq. And then you had Dick Cheney, who again and again went on TV plugging this mythical meeting between Mohammed Atta, the lead hijacker,
right,
and someone from the Iraqi intelligence service that was supposed to have taken place in Prague. It never happened. And even after the FBI and the CIA and the Czech government all said it just never happened, Dick Cheney continued to go on TV and talk about this as though it had happened and therefore that Saddam Hussein was directing September 11th. This was a key part of the White House's strategy to get the public to go along with the Iraq War. Everybody knew it. You know, they were careful never to come out and speak the words Saddam Hussein ordered September 11th, but they counted on the fact that the American people, a significant portion of them anyway, would feel that revenge for September 11th could reasonably be exacted upon Saddam Hussein. And if they made that implication enough and drew those connections and talked about his support for terrorism and al-Qaeda members who were in Iraq, that enough people would make that conclusion, and they did. And there were polls that were taken that showed that at certain times a majority of the public thought that Saddam Hussein had a role on September 11th and thought that most of the hijackers on September 11th were Iraqi, when in fact none of them were. That was something they counted on, they cultivated, and, for Tony Snow to come out and say, oh, there was never any attempt to link Saddam Hussein on September 11th is just not true. And if you're a reporter who's interviewing him, you have a responsibility to speak up and say so when somebody like Snow makes that claim.
I still run into people to this day. I mean, I've had callers call here on the subject of Iraq and try to make that connection and claim that it's true. Even though you'll sit there and say to them, well, no, the Inspector General of the Pentagon just recently, as much as what, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, said there's no connection. The CIA said there's no connection. I mean, there are a million sources out there that say there's no connection, and yet I'll get callers who will insist that there was a connection.
And when you actually ask the administration, when they get asked the question very directly, they'll deny it. They'll say, well, of course not. There's no direct connection. And they'll also deny that they ever tried to claim any such thing. But, of course, they tried very hard. And some of them did it explicitly, like Cheney. But the rest of them did it in a much more implicit way. And I think that's something that that throughout that whole debate you found that, you know, Cheney was always the one who would come out and say the thing that they were trying to imply in a way that was most direct and most false. You know, he would come out and say Saddam Hussein has nuclear weapons. He actually said that once. He said he has reconstituted his nuclear weapons program. It was false, but he came out and said it explicitly. But that was obviously what the rest of the administration wanted us to think, even if they weren't going to speak the words explicitly. You know, they would say, oh, well, we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud. And that's kind of a hypothetical, but it still wants to get you to believe that they had nuclear weapons. But Cheney was always the one who said it most directly, but that only makes him slightly more culpable, but that doesn't let the rest of them off the hook for trying to get us to believe the thing that they wanted us to believe, even if it wasn't true.
Yep, absolutely. Here's one, too. This is also one that's parroted around. The LA Times suggested opposing Iraq war and being tough on terrorism are contradictory in an April 27th Los Angeles Times article on the Democratic presidential candidates debate. Staff writers Peter Walston and Mark Z. Barabak wrote, even as they roundly attacked President Bush's policies on Iraq, the leading Democratic candidates for president sought to burnish their credentials Thursday as tough leaders who would defeat terrorists. They also asserted that the Democrats face a challenge because they must woo anti-war primary election voters while fending off Republican attempts to paint them as weak on defense. I have heard these things. Well, you know. I mean, this just circulates out there in the media like a plague.
Yeah, and I think, you know, these are two good reporters, and I would bet that they didn't really even give much thought to this when they wrote it. But these kinds of subtle ideas are how those notions get propagated. You know, the idea that if you're attacking President Bush's policies on Iraq, then that's somehow contradictory to being a tough leader who would defeat terrorists. That there's some kind of a contradiction there and something that you have to handle carefully, when the truth is, of course, that, you know, as we know very well, the President Bush's policies on Iraq have increased the threat of terrorism. There's much, much more terrorism now than there was before the Iraq War. This, you know, the latest report that just came out, I think, yesterday showed that. It's increased dramatically. There are all kinds of very reasonable arguments you can make about how there's nothing about what the policies that President Bush has pursued that help keep us safer from terrorists. But yet there's still this kind of idea that I think reporters write often without even thinking about it, that if you're being critical of the administration when it comes to the war, then that somehow makes you seem weak on defense and seem like someone who isn't really serious about fighting terrorism. But that's an idea that just gets circulated around and around and around, and so that's one of the things that we at Media Matters try to point out when it happens.
Yeah, and it does. And it keeps going on and on and on and on. And, you know, all you can do is stand up and call it into question and try to combat it. I got one more for you. This one is also another one that goes on and on and on. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, okay, his quote about the Iraq war is lost. I happen to think that's the truth, but he also had a second part to that statement, yet the second part gets chopped off, and we only hear about the first part, which is where he talks about that the war can only be won diplomatically, correct?
Yeah, and you know, he's gotten a lot of criticism for that comment. Republicans leapt on it, and then a lot of other people like David Broder of the Washington Post wrote a column and about how comparing Reid to Alberto Gonzalez, and saying that, you know, they're going to have to get rid of him because he's so prone to such gaffes. Immediately, by the way, every single Democratic senator signed a letter to the Washington Post saying that they were proud to serve under Reid and they have full confidence in him. But you're right. When he made that statement, he talked about the war being lost militarily and said that it's only going to be won diplomatically and politically. Now, that's something that pretty much everybody who knows anything about this acknowledges, even, frankly, General Petraeus, who's running the war in Iraq, has said that that it really has to be won politically. But that part of what Reid said got taken out of, gets removed, and so we just keep hearing again and again, oh, Harry Reid says the war is lost, look at these defeatist Democrats, et cetera, et cetera. And that attack is not just coming from Republicans, it's also coming from people in the media.
Yeah, and you hear it all the, time. You know, it's similar to this one. And I know you remember this one, I want to get this one in, because I get this a lot from people. And plus, here's something else. I saw it in a magazine that is totally unrelated to politics. And this is how this stuff bleeds in. Al Gore is a hypocrite because Al Gore has a huge mansion in Tennessee in which he uses an ungodly amount of power. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was something that was started by this old right-wing group in Tennessee. You know, we all heard about this, oh, he's such a hypocrite. Well, you know, the truth is that he's got solar panels and he pays extra to get clean energy from wind. And so, you know, there's nothing hypocritical about that at all. But I think that's one of the things when people who are losing an argument on the merits and on the policies, when in this case, and you know, in the case of global warming, the conservatives are losing this argument. They've almost lost it completely. You know, what they do is try to find some kind of an attack, a personal attack that they can make on the messenger and say, well, you know, so what is the conclusion we're supposed to draw? If it were true that Al Gore was using more energy than most people, then therefore we don't have to do anything about global warming? I mean, is that what they're trying to argue? But it's kind of a diversionary tactic. Since they're losing the argument about global warming, they can try to shift the argument to whether Al Gore is a hypocrite or not.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's one of those other ones that's gotten into conventional wisdom now. And circulates around. Paul, thanks so much. It's so good to have you on. And we encourage everybody to go to MediaMatters.org, find out the truth behind this stuff, and also throw some bucks their way because they do good work. Paul, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right, I look forward to it, Jay.
Thanks, Paul. All right, there's the man, Paul Waldman. 9:25, 25 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll check traffic. We'll do open phones. Anything you want to talk about? You want to get back on immigration? That's fine with me. 303-713-7600. You want to talk about mission accomplished? The $500 billion that this war is going to top? The amount of deaths?
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
You sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you think running your own business is too difficult, think again. Cindy V used to clean houses for a living. In only 8 months of working at home with HomeBiz1.com, she now makes over $20,000 a month.
I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Tori came from the corporate world, working over 10 hours a day. Now she works from home and makes over $15,000 a month with just a few hours at her computer. Linda always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Because of HomeBiz1.com, she makes more than $10,000 a month.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to HomeBiz1.com.
Order your free exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to HomeBiz1.com right now.
That's HomeBiz, the number one.com.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather.
John, get that off!
I'm a weirdo. What the
Kill it! Kill that music! Do we have anybody on hold who heard that? You know, man. That was close. You gotta chill, brother. That's too bad, too, because I like that music. Okay. I saw my entire career flash before my freaking eyes. All right, 303-713-7600. It's open phones. We'll come to your calls about anything and everything. Gina, you didn't hear that, did you?
I sure did.
Oh! Oh! Quit bringing attention to what John says. I'm just going to tell everybody what happened, even though they didn't hear it. I'll say it anyway. John played a cut by somebody. Who was that? Who'd you play? Richard Cheese and Rage Lounge Against the Machine. And Mr. Cheese let out the F-bomb. But we caught it.
I was enjoying it up to that point. I was snapping my fingers.
I love lounge music. And at one point I was thinking about, there used to be this, now it's probably gotten too big to do this, but some really sick friends of mine and I used to fantasize about, when I was living in Salt Lake, about going out to Wendover, Nevada, which is like, you know, across the border where a lot of folks go to gamble who shouldn't be gambling. And we were going to have the world's largest lounge band competition to find the cheesiest band in the world, and we wanted to film it and record it and release it on Rhino Records. But like most ideas conceived behind a whiskey bottle, it never turned out. All right, what's traffic look like this morning?
Actually, we're doing pretty good right now. We do have a two-vehicle crash off the highway, but it's northbound Sheridan right at US 6, so just watch out for that. A little heavier traffic southbound 225 between Colfax and 6 still through the Aurora area. And we had an earlier motorcycle crash northbound 25 at 8. They've cleared that, but you still got a little backup behind that down through the bridges. Weather today, mostly sunny this morning, and we'll get some isolated afternoon thunder showers through this evening, high of 67, currently partly cloudy and 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This Mother's Day, play at Canyon Casino, and you could win a free trip to Las Vegas. Yes, a free trip to Las Vegas for playing at Canyon Casino.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
In Mississippi and Denver and Mississippi and Chambers in Aurora.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Dream Girls, Little Children, Old Joy, and Alpha Dog. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. All listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
With your kisses.
So you drift the other way and start playing Lefty Frizzell.
Won't
I'm going as safe as I possibly can.
Heart,
I love Lefty. All right. Chance thunderstorms. High today 68. I keep thinking about always getting a tattoo of Lefty on my left arm.
With your kisses.
Really, nobody can make me cry like Lefty Frizzell.
He played the guitar left-handed, correct? Is that what they called him, Lefty?
No, he was. They called him Lefty because he was a boxer and had a left jab, I believe.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I thought I saw a video that you sent me of him on YouTube, and it looked like he was playing the guitar right-handed. So that's why I asked.
Yeah, he may be left-handed. He might have been left-handed for all I know, but that's the story that he was a boxer as well as an oil well roughneck. One line open at 303-713-7600 and a honky-tonk singer extraordinaire. All right, let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. What's going on?
Hey, what's up with you? I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Things are good. Been working. I'm a real estate broker, so I'm really busy right now.
How's the housing market doing these days?
Well, it's pretty localized. I would say Boulder and Boulder County is really, really doing super, super well. Some of the areas that have been down the last couple of years are starting to pick up, but I think the pain up in Weld County and, you know, over in Aurora isn't going to end anytime soon.
That's sad. I wish the housing market would pick up.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, it is picking up. I mean, Jay, if you're downtown Denver buying in City Park West, you've done really well the last 3 years, and you're going to do even better the next three as far as I can tell.
Well, I wish I could say that I had, but I've only owned two houses in our entire 27 years together.
Yeah.
Because this business is too unstable.
Well, you know, especially when you got a producer playing lounge music like that.
Gosh. Yeah, get control of yourself, will you, pal?
I'm gonna buy that. I thought it was great. I love some good lounge, you know, cheesy lounge music, and that sounds like the guy's got the appropriate attitude.
Yeah, I like it too. I really do. Yeah. I just wish that he. All right. Anyway, on to other things.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to call about unions, you know, immigration, And, you know, what's going on with what I think's happening just to, in America in general. And I think one of the things people are missing here is that, we, like you said, we don't have 13 million people just show up by accident. And I think that you can actually trace this all the way back to Che, back in the early 70s when they started trying to bust the United Farm Workers and were bringing, you know, one of the main sources of scabs was to bring immigrants, illegal immigrants, over from Mexico. You know, and I think that what we need to do is we need to, one, say, you know, yeah, we're easy. If there's no safety reason or security reason not to give you a visa, you know, you can come over on a tourist visa. And as a matter of fact, you can even interview for jobs on that tourist visa. And then if you can find an employer that'll sponsor you, then you can actually start working towards citizenship. And I think that that should be open to everyone. If you can come over, find a job, find a sponsor, then you should be able to become a citizen. And I think that the unions should really get behind this idea, simply because I think a lot of what's going on with the illegal immigrants and then the trades that they're in is that you've seen, you know, the wages for, you know, Americans erode. I think one reason wages have been so flat for the average working man and woman is because it's by design, corporate design. We're going to bring in as many illegal immigrants as we can because they have no rights. We can fire them. Even when they bring them in on a specialized visa, they're essentially indentured servants. I mean, you know, you don't pull that 80-hour week program, and buddy, I'm sending you back to China.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all about corporate control of the working folks. And I think that we've got to recognize that this is something that the guy that used to make, you know, $35 an hour, you know, doing trim work on a house up in Boulder, but now is being beat out by a guy that'll do it for $18 an hour that's an illegal immigrant. You know, we got to look at that. We got to take control of it.
See, the problem is people treat this as if it's 15 minutes in the making.
Oh, yeah.
It's not.
It goes back to the early 70s.
It goes back even farther than that. It goes way back. It goes back, like, to the 20s and 30s.
Right.
And it goes back to the 50s when we had the Bracero programs.
Right. And what happened in the 30s? We unionized. And we've got to re-unionize America. We've got to get the rights back and the power back into the working folks' hands, because as long as, I mean, you know, look at all of the plans coming out from the corporatized, you know, solution folks in D.C. They basically put all these folks in this guest worker visa, which is horrible. You know, either put them on the path of citizenship or they're tourists, period. You know, I don't want somebody here on, you know, quasi-whatever. You know, fine. You want to work for a company that has a location in Germany? Otherwise, be a citizen, you know? It's just crazy. Find a sponsor.
I want to know.
Towards it.
Here's what I want to know. I want to know who's here and why they're here. And I don't mean that in a police state sense. What I mean it in is a sense that we have to try to protect ourselves. But other than that, I don't have any problem with people coming here. As a matter of fact, the more people that come here, the happier I am.
Well, I mean, we need immigrants to keep the housing market going. You know,
I think
the reality is one of the reasons that Weld County and Greeley is hurting so bad is partly because a lot of these folks actually buy property and were paying mortgages, and now all of a sudden they're afraid to go to work, or they've been fired because their employers are letting them go. You know, we need to give everybody rights. I mean, it's crazy that we've got different tiers of citizenship, different tiers of rights. You know, you have rights, but you don't. Oh, Haiti is, you know, We're creating a crazy situation, and the only one that benefits from it are the corporations that are using labor to pay their CEO bonuses.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm a real estate broker. That way I have no employees, and I have no bosses.
Yeah, I have to tell you, this whole thing is so emotional. It's so tough. And I just wish we could just chill and stop being nuts and work it out. Because We have to work it out, but we've got to be humane. We've got to be reasonable about it. And this hysteria that's going on is, I mean, it's sickening. It's just enough. It's enough.
It's, you know, what has to happen is the carpenter that's unemployed that used to make 35 needs to, you know, convince the guy that's working for 18 to become a citizen, join the union, and everybody makes 35, you know? Because right now, it's Richmond, America, it's U.S. Home, it's all of these different folks that are propagating this. I mean, you know, they pick up their crews down in El Paso or wherever, and they bring them up, and they put them in temporary housing, and they crank out a subdivision for 2 or 3 years. And if a guy cuts off his hand, they get him some emergency care, pop him on a plane, and send him back to Mexico. It's a hell of a lot cheaper way to build a house.
Well, I took that out because I'm not going to go down that road.
Okay,
and get myself in like huge trouble. You and Turk are determined to get me fired. Stop it.
I'm sorry. I'll talk to you later, Jay.
See you, man.
All right.
Can't you boys control yourself for one day? Can't you boys just control yourselves? I'm telling you and Van. But it's true what he's saying about those houses. I mean, people buy them. They don't sit there and ask the real estate agent or the developer, Did Union Labor build this? Who built this? How much did you pay him? Did you use undocumented workers, illegal immigrants? They just go ahead and no. And then the same people who call and gripe. Let's go to my buddy Tommy the Commie in Chicago. Tommy, what's up?
Happy May Day, comrade.
Yeah, happy May Day to you too. Oh, Lord.
I can't really add too much to the last call. He was pretty good. That's the debates I always get into with guys at work and stuff, is they always talk about undocumented workers, but they rarely speak about the people that hire them, you know. Like the last guy said, you know, they can hire a guy for a third of the price, and then he gets injured, and, hey, there's no workman's comp for the poor guy. Then they just ship him back to where he came from and forget about him.
Yeah, and that's been going on forever and a day. And
we had a big debate here, and you know, I know you followed it, where Walmart was going to build some stores here in the city. They're just in suburbs on the border of this city, and there was a big debate whether it would be they could only come in if there was union help. And it went on, and then Mayor Daley vetoed it. So we're unsure now if Walmart's even going to come in or not, because the unions are trying to push have the union jobs there, and of course Walmart's non-union.
Well, did that shock you when Daley did that? I mean, his honor always does the right thing, right?
Right, yeah, of course. That just brings up the debate, you know, whether. But the only unfortunate thing is some people in those communities, they want those jobs, so that comes down to people outside the community saying. And that's kind of a dilemma for me, if the people in the community want the Walmart to come in because there's no jobs there. It's like a vicious circle. There's no jobs for people in the lower-income community, so if Walmart's going to come in there and offer them jobs, then there's people outside the community tell them no. But it would be better for all of them.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand their drive for jobs, but the trouble with Walmart is Walmart's got a lot of, well, they've got a lot of stuff going on. Like, for instance, here's a story this morning. I didn't talk about this, but this is from Reuters. Walmart Stores Incorporated has used a myriad of tactics, including some that are illegal, to hinder the ability of its workers to form labor unions, a human rights group said in a report released today. According to Human Rights Watch, the world's largest retailer has restricted the dissemination and discussion of pro-union views, threatened to withhold benefits from workers who organize, interrogated workers about their union sympathies, and sent managers to eavesdrop on employee conversations. See, I wouldn't give these people a break either.
Right, yeah. Well, we got to get the union jobs in there and got to march for those, as well as for the right for stop these raids on some of these firms that the government has been doing. But that's just more takes away from the debate in Iraq, I think, also, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think that the immigration problem is a big one. I think it's a problem that we need to worry about. I think it's a problem that we need to worry about from the sense of Homeland Security, that it doesn't bother me who comes here. If they want a better life, I'm fine with that. But I want to know why they're here and for what reason, because I want to find those people who are here who may have reasons other than trying to feed their families or trying to work. You're in law enforcement. You know this.
Right. And I think we don't have to worry about the guy coming up here from Mexico trying to make a better life for himself. I don't think he's going to be involved in terrorist activity.
No, I'm worried about the guy who sneaks in who is going to be involved in it. And so we need to know who's here and why they're here. But other than that, I think everything else is totally and completely open. Tommy, thank you for the thank you for the call, man.
19 Paul.
19 Paul, and stay safe.
For me.
I will. Hello to Michelle. We'll talk to you. He's a great guy. Fearless homicide detective. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Hey, it's starting to loosen up a little bit on the drive around town on the highways. Looking pretty good across downtown on I-25, I-70 on either side of the city. No worries on 225 or 470, 6th Avenue, moving along across Lakewood. Not going to have any trouble on 270. That's doing a little bit better. I have some earlier slowdowns. And that drive to and from Boulder looks pretty good on the turnpike. It's going to get a little bit busy in downtown come 10 o'clock. That's when the immigration rally begins, right around Lincoln Park. So keep that in mind if you're in the downtown area. Weather forecast, sunshine for this morning, then some clouds rolling in this afternoon with a chance of rain. Look for a high right around 70 degrees. Rain chance tonight, low of 47, and partly cloudy. Another chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 70, warmer for Thursday. Right now it's 64 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Deep snow, number one rated bumps, and North America's highest six-pack lift. It's Winter Park and Mary Jane, and now's the time to get your pass at the lowest price of the year. Visit PassWagon.com or stop by any Front Range Christie Sports.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Filmmaker Robert Greenwald joins the show to discuss his new movie, Tell Us the Mission, 4 years after the president said, mission accomplished. The anti-war message is getting stronger. Senator Chris Dodd joins the program to talk about it. And the president gets the Iraq funding bill today. We'll have the congressional reaction to the next step after the president vetoes the bill. We'll take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
It's Ellen's all-new I Like It show.
I like it. I like it.
And these are a few of her favorite things.
Mama, if you're watching, you're my favorite.
She likes American Idol's Ryan Seacrest, exotic animals, and she likes this six-year-old rapper. And Ellen likes this 75-year-old who wants
to reach the North Pole.
It's everything Ellen likes. Ellen's I Like It show.
Ellen today at 3 on Channel 9 and later on 9 News at 10.
We all know chemicals are bad.
I'm 9 News consumer reporter Mark Hobrick. There's big money in organics these days with demand going through the roof, but are organics right for you?
Just about everything that I purchase for us to eat is organic.
After all, what's the downside?
There's no agreement from experts that pesticides are harmful. When present, are there in small amounts?
And what's the difference between a label that says organic and one that says natural? I'll have the answers tonight at 10, naturally.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial.
Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use.
That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet.
Ouch, I've been there.
Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. It only took me 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
Ray Davies rocks.
Yeah, you really got me now.
I guess it's him and his brother, and they don't talk anymore. They can't get along. But I can't remember what his brother's name is. You know, John? Ray Davies and what's his brother's name? Oh, well. The pains are getting old. 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms. High today, 68. Rock and roll. Do you know? Yeah, Dave Davies. You're right. Ray and Dave Davies. Do you like the song, John, or is it, like, too old school for you?
No, I like the Kinks. I like the British Invasion stuff.
Do you?
I told you I didn't like the early poppy Beatles stuff, and I catch flack for it every time.
That really got me. Did you like that? So you can just see how horrified parents were when they hear this stuff back then?
Yeah, because all the parents were like Ward and June Cleaver.
Right. Although my parents weren't. My parents were more like, well, I better not say. My parents were more like Joseph Stalin and Leon Trotsky. All right, let's go back to the phones. We've got Peter in Denver. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I concur with the caller two callers ago. I think the real estate market here in Denver is getting ready to explode.
Good, I hope so.
The rents are going up 10% now per year, so you're having the fundamental, cash flows are going to are coming back after the last few years.
Good, that's good news.
Yeah, I think so. I don't agree with his economic analysis. If you're going to bring back $35 wages and through the labor unions, you're going to end up with stagflation again, because corporate America had to prefigure everything that was going to happen 3 or 4 years from now. So everybody kept raising the rates, and we ended up with inflation and no growth in the economy.
Well, I don't think you can go to, maybe $35 jobs are extreme. But also the other side of that is there's no reason on God's earth for any CEO of any corporation to make 36,000 times what the average worker makes.
I agree with that. No, people make money in different ways. When you have the union sitting there, and I used to be a union steward, and it was a pretty abusive practices, things just didn't work well when you had a stronger union.
Well, I don't know. I was involved in a union, too, and things worked out fine. I was best I was ever treated in some cases.
Yeah, that was UAW way back. But I called about, you're making a lot of assertions about the economic cost of the war. And I read in the Wall Street Journal a couple of months ago that on inflation-adjusted dollars, that this war is 6 times cheaper in cost than the Vietnam War. And the fear that everybody had, and I had too, going to Iraq, is that it could destroy the economy, because last time we did this, Johnson put on a 10% surtax and destroyed the economy. You have to give Bush credit, I think, for lowering taxes, because the economy is still good after all of these years.
No, I don't give him credit for that. And you can claim that it's still good after all of these years, but there are indicators out there that are not very, very attractive. And the number one indicator is, which I would love for you to explain to me, why is the gulf between the haves and have-nots gotten bigger over the last 6 years. Why is it that there are more people in poverty now than ever before? And most of that has happened over the last 6 years. And I'm not making any assertions. I'm quoting Ron Hutchinson of the McClatchy Newspapers, who has an article out today about how much the war will soon cost more than $500 billion. And you can make a case here that that's cheaper than the Vietnam War. But you know what? Here's the case I make to you. The case I make to you is that we have articles like yesterday on the front of the New York Times, and then it was a little bit in the media last night about the fact that the $20 billion that came out of the taxpayers' pocket to rebuild Iraq, most of those projects that were completed, by and large, have now broken down and do not work. And you know something? Here's the deal, my friend. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, okay? And most days, we don't get out of here till noon or 1, and then I go home. Well, guess what? I bust my fat ass to pay taxes, and I got an administration and a political party named the GOP with no oversight for the last 6 years that's wasting my money, and I resent it. Thank you. Tom Hartman is next.
Progressive Talk.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging.